According to a CNN report, Thomas Crooks purchased a 5-foot ladder on his way to the rally and was able to somehow carry this ladder along with his rifle to a building with a direct line of sight to Trump's podium, a building that was occupied by heavily armed police.
Tonight, ABC News has learned that heavily armed local police were stationed inside that building and missed Thomas Crooks climbing up the outside of the building to the roof.
With rifle in hand, Crooks used this ladder to climb the building and was spotted on the rooftop 30 minutes before he opened fire. He was photographed by police and reported 25 minutes before the shooting. He was even confronted while on the roof before the shooting.
A local police officer climbed up the roof and confronted Brooks moments before the shooting.
The officer grabbed hold of the edge of the building, pulled himself up to be able to look, and according to what he's told me, shooter turned, rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked, fell, lost his grip on the building.
Bystanders began pointing out Crooks to police a full 2 minutes before he opened fire.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
The defensive sniper detail was looking directly at him a full 40 seconds before he opened fire and allowed him to fire a few shots before taking him out. The first shot fired grazed Trump's right ear as he turned his head towards the shooter. Had he not turned his head, he would have been murdered on live television.
We call that DRT, which means dead right there. And so what that means is all sympathetic, parasympathetic nerve response is gone because I've just basically severed your central nervous system. Whether it's right here or from the side, you're looking right about here at the ear, it's going to sever that central nervous system, and that means everything stops. It's lights out. The fact that it literally grazed him, I mean, we're talking about a matter of like a half a degree difference.
Young crew just turned my head to show the chart, and something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito.
According to a classmate, Crooks was shooting competitively as early as his freshman year and was a member of a local gun club. So he's been training with a rifle for at least 5 years. And the mathematics submitted by Mike Adams and verified by Michael Yawn suggest that the shots were fired by Crooks. So far, Crooks is an enigma, which fits the profile of a mind control assassin. But either way, this was undoubtedly an inside job to assassinate President Trump and leads directly to Mayorkas. Viktor Orban has been privately meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky, Russian President Putin, and former President Donald Trump to negotiate a peace deal. And Putin recently announced that he is open to discussing this further.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he's ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
Astrologers have been predicting events around a rare planetary transit occurring on July 15th, involving the star Algol, known as the Demon Star, which represents Medusa's beheading and is considered to be one of the most violent and unfortunate stars in astrology. And the assassination attempt occurred on the same day as the Bohemian Club's occult ritual, the Cremation of Care, at the Bohemian Grove, where an effigy is sacrificed in fire. Whether you call them the Illuminati, the Deep State, or the Synagogue of Satan, they do not want peace, but America lives to fight another day. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alex Jones coming right up. It is the Alex Jones Show, folks. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com as well and be the reason that we are still on the air. We have Alex Jones connecting remotely. He will be hosting the show for at least the first couple of hours, if not the first 3 hours. I'm Chase Geiser. I'll be tuning back in for the fourth hour and as needed throughout the show today. Make sure you share the links, share the broadcast, follow at Real Alex Jones on Twitter right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we are still on the air.
Every
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Tuesday, July 16th, 2023 transmission. It's Wednesday, excuse me. I've got so much data coming in, so much unfolding. Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. Again, I'm on the road. I'm coming back. We successfully have seen Bohemian Grove infiltrated. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 broadcast. We have an incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. If you look at all the evidence and all the pieces, this was a deep state attempted murder of Trump. And after they did that, they had a whole bunch of horribly evil scenarios ready to bring the country into civil unrest, civil war, and full war. I need the crew to find the clip from Saturday and find the clip from Sunday, because I said that they were going to blame the assassination on Iran. And then the next day, CNN and the Secret Service and the FBI came out and said that Iran is trying to kill Trump. I know the enemy, because in my main scenario, right after they killed Trump, they would then carry out some other terror attacks domestically, say Iran did it, and then we would go to full war with Israel, U.S. with Israel, against Iran. We would be in a nuclear war right now, and they would have activated all the Iranian sleeper cells in the United States after Iran was nuked. So the Middle East would be in total war. The United States would be hit by tactical nukes by the globalists. Iran would then activate sleeper cells and start creating absolute havoc. And I said that Saturday, and I said that Sunday, and then the CNN scumbags and ABC scumbags from the feds came out Monday, 2 days ago, and said Iran is involved. So Ben Warren wrote about that for InfoWars.com yesterday. If you want to go see the breakdowns, we need to get that video, because I want people to understand something. I'm not laying these scenarios out of thin air. I'm not reaching down between my legs and pulling out some shit for you here. Excuse my French. I'm risking my life telling you this stuff. I know the enemy. This is all I do. For hell, I've been studying this for 42 years since I was 8 years old. All right, I got addicted to this information. Not conspiracy books, but actual globalist books, their information, how they operate. Okay? And so I've read everything from Plato's Republic to Julius Caesar's Battle for Gaul to Hitler's Mein Kampf. And I've read Paul Ehrlich's books, and I've read Francis Galton's books, and I've read Julian Huxley's books and Aldous Huxley's books and Bertrand Russell's books and Bill Gates's books. And I know the enemy, and Yuval Noah Harari's books. Yuval Noah Harari acts like you're dumb children, so he talks over you like you don't even understand him, like he's speaking Martian. He said, our world government's dead, and the New World Order is over if Trump becomes president, okay? So I understand the enemy moves, and that's why I got so upset 6 weeks ago. We've now confirmed when the Justice Department, outside of law, ordered federal appointees by the federal judge who overrode them to come in and shut down the building and throw me out of the building and turn InfoWars off. And I said, I'm not that important by myself. They're only doing that because they're getting ready to kill Trump. And like a parrot, every hour of every show, I have said that since then. And I am on record. All right. And I told you they're going to blame Iran if they kill Trump. They just did it. So you have Mayorkas in control administratively. They told them nobody on top of the roof for your safety, even though the roof's totally safe and that's where they would always be. And then they stuck the counter snipers on a roof that was even steeper than that, still not very steep, which is the perfect place on the crest of a roof to set up your sniper nest or your counter sniper nest. She has now come out, the head of the Secret Service, and said in video, not just what they put out in the Washington Post. People didn't believe that when she came out a day ago and said, oh, the roof was too dangerous. And then she went on TV, they have the clip here, and said that it was dangerous. So we couldn't be on the roof. The sniper was brought into the building where the police headquarters was operating out of. He was on the roof, not 2 minutes, like I confirmed from the videos, people saying he's on the roof. Those are 2 minute long videos I've seen of them warning people running away. Now the Secret Service admits it's actually 26 minutes, which is like a million years, with a guy with a gun with a rangefinder, and he got cold feet, clearly, and was thinking about not doing it, and then saw the hysteria and said, well, I'm going to go ahead and take the shot. Okay, so Trump is up there for 26 minutes speaking. The shooter pops up at right at the time Trump comes out. He's obviously brought in, protected the whole way in, and you have former top sniper commanders that run whole operations and security. Congressman Mills in Florida, 7th District. You have all these Green Beret commanders coming out saying exactly what I told you days after I told you this. It's not because they're getting it from me. I'm telling you the doctrine of all of this. I'm not a sniper. I'm a great shot, but I've studied the doctrine of snipers. I've studied the doctrine of warfare. I've studied the doctrine of security. I've studied the assassinations of Kennedy and his brother and Martin Luther King Jr. and how all this went. And I know that the CIA mind control head publicly, Jolyon West, was was connected to MK Ultra, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, Sirhan, Tim McVeigh. This is all on record. So we know how they operate. We know what they do. And then they didn't give the green light to shoot the guy on top of the roof in Pennsylvania in Butler until he'd gotten his five shots off. And the Secret Service close to Trump weren't in on it. They all jump on Trump. And so once Trump couldn't be killed there, then, okay, the radio call is made, take out the threat. So we need to interrogate who was told that, what they were told, interrogate who told them that, interrogate who in the advance team through Mayorkas told them not to put somebody on the roof. The head of the Secret Service has now come out and confessed to it, but they're hiding it in plain view like it's no big deal. So they did this. I told you there was a stand down. I told you it's default to put somebody on the roof. I told you they had to obviously have help. And now you have all these experts coming out and saying the exact same thing. And then let's not forget, I can play you 20 minutes of compilations right now. And I'm going to play some, not 20 minutes of them. But we're going to post the full compilations to Real Alex Jones, Rob Dew's original reports from years ago, Darren McBreen's, all of them, re-upload them to X right now, where former high-level CIA involved in assassination operations say the CIA is going to kill this guy, kill Trump. I've got Brennan and them at CFR meetings on C-SPAN say we're going to take him out. And they go, impeachment? Traditionally, they go, no, the other way. Everybody starts smiling and giggling and laughing because they're all so tough that they're on TV saying we're going to kill him to all their people to look powerful, to make the deep state look strong. So their minions will then carry out the operations. Well, they don't look strong now. That's what they should give up because they're going to try to kill Trump again. So I have clips of them and clips of the Lincoln Project recently saying we need to put a bullet in Trump. So that's who these people are. They shot. They missed. They're desperate. Trump is now the most famous person living in the world. And he is now on par with George Washington. He is now as famous as Hitler, but not in a bad way. He's not infamous. He is now bigger than Elvis, John Lennon, John Wayne, all rolled into one. He is a super ultra mega threat to the New World Order. And if they kill him, it only makes him bigger. And so all the scenarios, though, run from bad to worse. And when I permutate these scenarios for you here on air, these are not scenarios that, again, I just come up with myself. I have thousands of pieces and background per scenario and pre-programming the enemy's done to lay the groundwork as gauleiters to then know what the next extrapolation is on the trajectory. And I've calculated every possible trajectory and combination of trajectories in my mind, which is extremely exhausting. And then they're so complex, it's hard to articulate them. But I think we've done a pretty good job here of that. But you need to understand, they're going to try to poison number one. That's if they want to de-escalate. It'll still blow up in their face, but they can have plausible deniability, heart attack, whatever. They will try to poison him. They can also hit him with electromagnetics. They've also got radiation weapons that they just aim at him for about an hour. And then, you know, he dies a week later as his cells deteriorate, starts bleeding out. They can shoot down his airplane and say the Iranians have done it with a captured Stinger missile from Afghanistan, the $84 billion Biden left behind, or a similar anti-aircraft missile. They could set off a tactical nuke and say the Iranians have done it. They could use a neutron bomb on Mar-a-Lago. They like truck bombs. They could do a truck bomb. And so I'm telling you, they've got all these scenarios warmed up. I bet my life they're following Biden and Trump around with a low-yield tactical nuke right now, and the people driving around, you know, in the truck with it locked in three safes don't even know what they're carrying around, but they're told where to go and what to do. And the globalists make one phone call, one decision, and they go bloop. Okay? So that's where we are, because if they don't kill Trump, they lose America, and then they lose control of the world, and then they all go to prison. So they are cornered rats. And you have to understand that only admitting the full horror of this and only understanding the full danger of this is going to be able to get us through this and past this. And so anyone working for the globalists, there's a good chance we have such a big audience that they're listening. There's some guys sitting in D.C. There's some guys, you know, sitting in Florida, and they're going, yeah, what is in this 18-wheeler? They tell us it's tactical supplies. We move around and we do. And then you can't even open up the back of it, or you break open the back of it, and there's a giant, you know, lead shielded safe sitting there. And then you get drills and stuff, and it takes you hours to break into that. And then there's another safe inside of it. That is a nuclear weapon. Okay. And then you're like, well, how are they going to send a transmission to it through all the lead shields and all of that? They have these pulse magnetic communicators they use where they string out a line, say for 2 miles, and then it sends pulse similar to Morse code through the earth. It's how they communicate with submarines on the other side of the planet, basically in a half second. And so it sends a wave, and then it sends that into the receiver, and it goes right through the lead walls, right into the bomb. I'm even giving you the bomb design, okay? And the probable detonation system they've got on it. So, and that's the problem with all this information. There's just so much. So, we are on the verge of absolute total destruction. In fact, I don't even want to get in the air when all this goes down, because who knows what's going to happen if nuclear war starts while I'm in the air. We're looking at driving back. I'm strongly considering driving back to Texas right now, just because I don't want to be in the air when this stuff happens, like I was in the air when Trump got shot. That's how serious this is. I mean, we mean the end of civilization. World War III could happen any second, okay? And I want all the dumbasses at the FBI and the Secret Service and all you guys that are compartmentalized and follow orders that have been going along with this. I'm not calling you all dumbasses. I mean, the ones that are libtards and buying all this BS. Do you understand you're the danger? Your bosses are the danger. You're the bad guys. You're the crazy people. Okay? And if they would have killed Trump, there's a whole bunch of scenarios they were going to do to blame the Iranians, maybe even the Russians. And I've been saying this for months. I'm not just saying this now. So Biden is a dead man, not from me, from them. They're going to try to kill Biden, and they probably will, or he'll have a stroke, be incapacitated. I think that's very soon. But they may want the spectacular image of Biden getting shot to try to counterbalance all the anger about what happened with Trump, that is a real serious scenario where a Trump supporter shoots Biden. If Biden's family is smart, because I know they're in this for themselves, that Biden should not stick his head out anywhere. I would tell you, Biden goes and gives a speech in Pennsylvania or Michigan or wherever he goes, they're going to kill him. And then blame it on Trump supporters. So Biden's dead. Trump's probably dead. Nuclear war is probably about to happen. And so just get on your knees and pray to Jesus that God intervenes, and God is great and God's in control. And God will put his finger on the scale, but only if we pray and then take action peacefully. But this is the end of the line, folks. And this is when humanity decides whether we blow ourselves up or we survive. This is the most dangerous point in human history right now. This is the equivalent of a giant 10-mile-long asteroid coming by the Earth. And if it hits, you know, we're in a new ice age for 1,000 years. This is end of the world, Armageddon scenario, total insanity, because you've got the globalists in NATO wanting to go to full war with Russia. Trump saying no. They want the war with Russia. Trump doesn't want the war with Russia. They don't want us to be the free world again. They don't want the carbon taxes to get killed. They don't want the plan for more poison shots to get stopped. They want to put their, you know, you think they want to stop at 35 million people they killed with the shots? They have initiated their psychotic scenario, and they're only counting on us not being able to admit this is really happening and hesitating while it's happening and not admitting the attack that's going on. If you admit the attack, and if you see the attack, and you understand the attack, and you know what's going on with the attack, you can stop the attack. But you've got to understand every sector and every part of this. And I know that when I met with J.D. Vance a month ago, and I got information from the chief of staff, and I'm not going to get into the details of it, but they, you know, they, and he's been public about this, so it's not a secret, that he said, no, I'm learning about all this really fast, so is Trump. And we want to talk to you, and we want to get the information on what's happening. Because I said, the first threat you're going to have, and he said, yeah, no, I'm the VP. And I said, okay. He said, I got it. I said, are you the VP? He goes, yeah, I got it. It's me. But he didn't even say, don't tell anybody. He's so cool, so smart. He needed to even, that's not, now that's a secret. I was like, okay. I saw a crew member at the door, and I said, get out of here. And you didn't hear that. And so that's where we are. And they're listening, and Vance is really smart. His people are smart. Trump's smart. And so Trump's getting dialed up really quick. I'm not going to sit here and advise them, you know, person to person, which I can do and I will do, and I have done. I am going to advise all of you and advise everyone else. This isn't about who's the most popular talk show. It's not about who gets credit for this or that. This is end of the world stuff. If people do not get this now, they kill Trump. That means they're going for broke with all the other dominoes going down. So that's why I was stunned and really dazed the first few days of this, because I knew it was coming, and it was confirmation of all that. And the data was just all there. And there was the horror of just wishing to God I could get people to listen to me, because I've studied every angle of the enemy operation. So they've got to kill Trump. 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 And they've got to kill Biden. And this is it. This is history. So pray every hour, pray every minute, do whatever you can. But all the keeping your head down and not sounding like a radical and not coming out with the truth, and oh, don't say the Secret Service stood down. Don't say there's a government plot. We don't know that yet. They've been all over the news saying they're going to kill him. And all the news say they're going to take him out. Then you see them turn off all the precautions and protect this guy for 26 minutes. Here is the disgusting, politically correct hire, who's sitting there going, well, I told them that it's dangerous to be on roads, and so it's, you know, we can't do that. So they're not even denying that she did that to try to end the investigation. Down the boss, I said, no security on the roofs. What? So, well, who told you that, Dumbo? Mayorkas. Mayorkas isn't dumb. That woman can barely talk. It's Mayorkas, folks. He's a kingpin. He's in on the top meetings with the controllers in that star chamber. I guarantee you there's less than 20 people around that table. There's the globalist bosses. There's their autistic big brains that give them permutation analysis calculations. And then there are the functionaries that implement it. Okay? And see, what I am is a big brain for the people. Big brain too. Okay? So what I'm saying is our big brains have got to beat their big brains by analyzing every possible calculation of what they're going to do. And then we've got to go out. You've got to have orators, and I happen to have both the big brain and the order skills, to then communicate that with total urgency to the public. And there's a lot of you that have got big brains, And you know this is going on. And you've been sitting there because it's dangerous to take on the New World Order. Well, it's a lot more dangerous if you're in your house at night and three men knock down the door. And are you going to let them just rape and kill you and your wife? Or are you going to, you're going to defend yourself? Well, in this scenario, we don't pull a gun out. We pull the information out and fire it at them so that everything they do is understood by their minions. So when their minions start getting orders to stand down again, they don't do it. That's why you've got to have situational awareness and battle plan awareness. Okay. I believe we may have General Flynn coming up, but I want to play these clips now. Here is the head of the Secret Service openly in her own words saying, well, the roof's too dangerous. Here it is.
When you saw the events unfold on Saturday.
Shock, and then concern, obviously, for the former president.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Unbelievable. From the inside, that doesn't have any windows, just all sitting there with your, you know, on your hands and do this. We've got to go to break here in a few minutes. We're in such an emergency. I'm tempted to even skip the network breaks, but our stations have got to, or the local breaks, our stations have got to have their ads. So we'll roll the ads coming up. And then when we come back, we've got a lot of critical information and guests coming up. But I want to go to this clip that I posted on X. It is extremely important, and it is CIA and others confessing to the plan to kill President Trump. The name of the tweet is CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CNN publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CNN publicly announces plan to kill Trump. I say that because people's synapses take all info as the same now. But if you hear something over and over again, it can get through the brainwashing. I don't mean the general audience, but when you have to repeat something, it's, everybody has a normalcy bias. But I may just say CIA confesses to plan to kill Trump maybe for 3 hours straight, because that'll get people's attention. Okay, so that video, and I should have added in the headline, it's my fault. We need maximum push on this. So repost the video again. Don't take it down. Put up another version with the same headline, but say we need maximum push. Because, folks, I asked you to do maximum push yesterday on two videos, and they got over 30 million views. So, and one of those is the congressman, sniper expert, saying, no, an organized group was behind this. So it's critical that we know what they did. We understand all the crap they've already done, all the crimes they've already committed, all the terrible things they've done. It's like if a crazy arsonist has been in jail for 10 years and he moves in next door to you, and then your neighbor's house catches on fire and everybody says that they saw the guy, cans of gasoline, lighting it on fire. I mean, they got a history of it. They're cornered rats, and everybody stand down, giving us BS excuses. They're totally arrogant. They ship and kidnap kids across the border. They're criminals. They're guilty. They did it. And the one chance out of a trillion they're not, they're already guilty of 10,000 other things. So it doesn't matter, does it? They're scum. They're trash. But you didn't get us off the air. But I don't chortle about that. They go, I'm winning. No, it's all God. I'm only still alive because of God. InfoWars is only on the air because of God and because of your prayers. Please support us. We'll be right back with massive news. I'm Alex Jones.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Again, I want to be 100% clear with everyone. World War III has already started. It is full-spectrum warfare in its fifth, really sixth generational warfare. We have mass scientist technicians implementing the globalist master plan. Their plan is failing at every level. And with each escalation, it gets more wobbly and more destabilized and more dangerous. Then they've got to apply more pressure, and that makes it even more unstable. And I am not alarmist when I tell you I think there's a 50% chance we're in a total nuclear war within 2 weeks. I mean, I have to make a decision selfishly because it'll take us off the air anyways, whether I'm going to pack up and I don't even have the money or the place. They took the place I had. That's okay. And get to a place that has communications, but just so I can morally sleep at night, and get my children and family to come with me, because I'm a selfish person. But I also tell you everything here on air. I am literally having trouble doing the show over the moral struggle I'm having. It's one thing to be a captain and go down with a ship. It is another thing to understand that the ship's going down and you got to get your family to lifeboats. And I tell you that so people get it in your heads. Okay. This is real. Everything I told you is absolutely going on and is absolutely happening, okay? And we have such a normalcy bias. I get it. I do too. My wife's like asking me, I thought you wouldn't do the whole show. It's the day we're leaving, blowing out, you know, whilst we got to the airport, you know, tonight. Can we go see the Redwoods one time? And I'm like, okay, honey, you just you take my daughter and you guys got to fuck the Redwoods because I need to be on air. But it's, I'm just trying to explain to people that, you know, she's smart. She's normal. She's a woman. She's in there cooking breakfast right now. And I'm waiting for nuclear war to start. I mean, because that's where this goes. I'm telling Rob, we just may need to get an SUV. We have one. And just drive out of here because I don't want to get caught in the air when this goes down. I mean, that's how dangerous this is. Okay. And that's what I hope Trump and his people get. They're not in a normal situation anymore. And the good news is Vance gets it. And so they got a big problem. And, this is just unbelievable. I mean, the gravity of the situation, the responsibility we all have, right now is just unspeakably important. Let's start going to the clips. Here is just a smattering of high-level CIA assassin team leaders. I mean, it's not like the milkman's threatening to kill Trump. Okay, it's not like the plumber is, or a farmer, and you've got all these other scumbags, and they're going to get Trump. Here's just a few of the clips. I've got 20 minutes of this, but here's just a few of them.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
All right. That is a really short clip. And that's great. I thought it was 3 minutes long. So McGreen's made like 5 minute ones, 4 minute ones, 3 minute ones. Again, I want those all up because I want it in context. Because Mudd says Foggy Bottom CIA is going to kill Trump in the full clip. He says CIA is going to kill Trump. So let's put out that full clip. In fact, put the clips out individually on my X account now. Fire everything. Okay? Because, again, this is the reality. Now, here I am 6-8 months ago. This is 8 months ago. Eight months ago. Here I am on Tucker Carlson. I guess this was November. And here I am saying they're going to kill Trump. Here it is. You look at the trajectory of this, how they're escalating on Trump, whether you love him or hate him. He's now a populist icon. He's now the underdog. The globalists are coming after him. They're coming after our right to vote for who we want. He gets 60%.
Which is the fundamental right in a democracy. The people rule. I can vote for whomever I want. And if you don't like that person, that's immaterial.
Absolutely.
Right?
And he's been indicted for saying they're stealing elections. They're stealing it.
I'm aware.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And their indictments of him is election theft, but yes.
But despite that, he's got 60% against all other Republicans. He's 15, 20 points ahead of Biden. It's backfired, but the deep state's not going to stop. So you said to Trump several times in that 400 million views or whatever you got, biggest show ever, you know, you said to him, well, isn't the next thing them trying to kill you? And he's so confident he doesn't want to think about that.
Whereas
I admire someone that's that confident, you know, the deep state does kill people. And that's their only next move because this is failing. And I think they're going to kill Biden too. Or I think they're going to try to, what you said in a speech again before the last one I talked about like a month ago, you said, I don't see Biden and Trump being the candidates. You see the system, the media going after Biden, and he deserves it, but they were covering it up until now. Now they're covering the laptop. Now they're covering attack on the dog. Now they're covering, you know, all of his senility, all the corruption, the Chinese spies.
Attacking a dog. What a pig he is.
All right, so that's a small clip out of the larger analysis with Tucker. Here we are a month ago with Tucker where the larger clip said they're going to kill Trump. I also warn Elon. Elon responds and says, I think you're right. I'm going to up my security. Here it is. Elon Musk, because I cannot bitch at a gift horse. I cannot look at somebody where I'm reaching 10, 15 million people a day on X and I'm not being censored and the real me can be seen and then like, well, he's doing this, he's doing that. But you know, Elon, give us a few minutes on Elon Musk because I think he needs to be protected and defended. He's in a lot of danger. He's really stuck his neck out there. And I think we're idiots if we don't back him.
Well, I think the first thing you said is the truest thing. Judge a tree by its fruits. You know, anyone who's not against me is for me. And look, I kind of gave up. Here I've been talking about motives and what, you know, what motivates people. The truth is it's pretty hard to know. I don't even understand my own motives a lot of the time. I act on instinct.
Action matters. Action matters. My grandfather used to tell my dad, I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action.
Well, and if I'm trying to judge someone, I judge him by his actions. Stop telling me you're a great person. Show me whom you've helped. Like, it's kind of that simple for me. And I think Elon has done an extraordinary thing by opening up X to, you know, greater speech, freer speech. I mean, it's just extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And you notice it immediately in the downstream effects are super obvious. People are less afraid to say what they think is true as compared to last year, certainly as compared to 3 years ago when people literally couldn't even ask, like, how, I mean, I have a friend who's injured by the vax. I'm afraid to say that? Really? A medicine that you forced me to take hurt me and I'm too afraid to say that out loud. Like that's a crazy level of fear. And I feel like that has really evaporated. And I think Elon Musk is the main reason. Opening up X for people to, you know, have unauthorized thoughts like that. It just frees everybody.
It's revolutionary.
It's an inspiration. In the same way the United States was an inspiration to the world for 100 years post-World War I because we had liberal democracy and market capitalism and it seemed to kind of work. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I don't want to just buy the Coca-Cola and the Levi's. I want the system that produced the Coca-Cola and the Levi's. We didn't even need a State Department or a USIA to make that case. People just watched and they're like, yeah, that works. I want it. And I think that freedom of speech and creativity are exactly the same. You know, I don't want to hear a lecture about creativity. If I look at you and I'm like, that person is a free thinker who's creative and that's joyful and productive and great. In fact, it's holy, which it is. Then I want some of that. It inspires me. It gives me heart.
All right. So, guys, sorry I didn't communicate with you properly. I want the full mud clip, CIA killer. Where he says CIA's mad at Trump, they're going to kill him. Get that full clip as soon as you can, and then go ahead. Let's get the full clip of the Lincoln Project saying they're going to put a bullet in him. Don't want to play those in context. But while we're getting that, go ahead and play the short compilation of CIA confessing the plan to kill Trump on national TV. Go ahead and play that short clip again.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Should I play that 10 more times for people? We have the mud clip in context. The foggy bottom boys, that's where they train the assassins. The foggy bottom boys are going to kill this guy. Here he is.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
Phil, before, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not talking about...
What I'm saying is government... People talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, they're going to say... Really? Vladimir Putin sends officers home and you support him before you support us?
I just want to underline. Amanda,
let me tell you who disrespects America is Mayorkas, Senate report, even the New York Times. Now over 100,000 missing children, over a million children that have disappeared, that they've lost partial contact with, over 100,000 as of a Senate report 5 months ago. Child trafficking, 200,000 fentanyl deaths. Turning the VA back over to scum to hurt our veterans, disrespecting our nation with inflation, disrespecting our nation with trying to start World War III, disrespecting our nation, having the Secret Service stand down and putting a shooter on a roof, who they're now reporting, the parents of the shooter, Thomas Crook's parents, called the cops on the day of the Trump rally shooting 3 hours before. And they knew he was coming and knew who he was. And then he gets in through the perimeters and into the police command center and on the roof. And then he sits there for 26 minutes. I mean, come on, people. The parents of Donald Trump's would-be assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, called the cops to say he was missing before the shooting. a bombshell new report claims. It follows another stunning development that the 20-year-old gunman was at the former president's rally 3 hours before, opening fire, and sparks the suspicions of Secret Service because he was carrying a rangefinder used by hunters to take long shots. Crook's parents called law enforcement in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, to say they were concerned about their son's whereabouts, Fox News reports. Oh, the two psychologists, they were concerned to put a call in. He climbed onto the roof and shot Trump and killed retired volunteer fire Corey, how do you say his name, Comptor, at the rally in Butler. How do you say his name, dude? Comptor, I got it right. I don't disrespect him. In Butler, 50 miles from his home. Crooks told his boss that he needed the day off from work on Saturday and gave colleagues a final chilling message that he would be back on Sunday. And it just goes on from there. I mean, come on, people. And I'm telling you that here's why I should say the scenarios again. And there's like 50 of them, but there's six or seven that are the big ones. They poison him if they want to de-escalate. Blow up the plane. Truck bomb. Use magnetic weapons. Use a tactical nuke. Use a directed energy weapon. Neutron bomb. X-ray laser. They can do that from space. And that'll kill Trump even in a bunker 100 feet underground. And then there's no evidence of anything. He just gets fried. Everybody starts feeling really bad, really sick, throwing up, flopping around, and they're dead. Dead, depending on how powerful the beam is, in minutes. And that's the weapon systems we know about. So they could hit his SUV or his airplane with a smart pellet. They got basically Gatling guns in space. Spin up a particle of plutonium to railgun, and then they just and then the kinetic force of those is totally devastating. And they've got kinetic warheads according to the leaky classifications. By the mid 80s, they had 100-pound Sabo DU rounds on these platforms, and they're called decapitation weapons. And then it doesn't matter if Saddam Hussein or whoever is in a bunker a half mile under a mountain. The kinetic force, they don't create a nuclear explosion or an atomic explosion, but because they hit the ground at 35 to 40,000 miles an hour, it goes a half mile into the ground and it causes a giant collapse. So they can hit Trump with one of those, and that stuff's all under robot control now. That's why when we go completely from humans in control to technocracy and the robots deciding to kill, globalists can give the order, have that order then erased, and then hit Trump with space-based weapon. That's where we are. And so, I mean, for all I know, they've already zapped Trump with enough radiation that he'll be dead in a week. And I just got to get all the scenarios out here to you right now. Just like I told you, a day before they came out, I did it on Sunday and Monday, that if they would have killed Trump, they would then set off a tactical nuke and say, Iran did it. We got a nuclear war with Iran. Here is a clip. Me talking about that about 20 hours before the FBI came out and said basically the same thing. Here it is. They will try to poison Trump. They will try to shoot Trump. They will activate even bigger lies and frauds about him. The big move is to hit him with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh, my God, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, with Russia. And then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. And we're not communicating like you guys are. With your plans and your operations and your departmentalization, we all are just here like Fight Club. And I'm going to explain this to you, like in the Watchmen movie. You think I'm locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. You're locked in here with me. Okay? And once you cross that line, our people are everywhere. And I wouldn't want to be with any of these Silicon Valley people when this goes down, because your security hates your guts. I wouldn't want to be any of these globalist senators or people when this goes down, because you know what's going to happen, because people know you did it, and they know that there's no choice. So you start this full hot red war, and you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. And I'm shooting you straight, New World Order. Shooting you deadly straight. So, we are 112 days out from the election. Then there's the 79 days when he's president-elect. This is an eternity, 180-something days. We'll put it on screen. And I'm sorry this is the way things are, but if you look at history, this stuff, like, this happens all the time. This is the norm. Except there weren't robots with nerve gas. And there weren't everybody carrying phones around with them to track everywhere we go and what we do. And this entire civilizational attack we're witnessing, and people weren't as soft as they are now. And so we've lost the republic. And really, if Trump fails, this will be known as the death throes of America. This is the death throes of our country, or it could be our rebirth. Because unlike a physical body, as it gets older, it doesn't come back at a certain point. Countries, systems, ideas are bulletproof and can spring eternal from the Tree of Liberty. And you know what waters the Tree of Liberty. I don't say it with pleasure and enjoyment, but the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what waters the Tree of Liberty. And I am honored to be in the position that if I get struck down to water the Tree of Liberty, I will touch all your lips again. You know the saying, when I die, bury me under the old apple tree so that I may touch your lips again. So that's where we are, folks. And I love you and I care about you. And we're all in this together, and it's not going to get any better being cowards. It's not going to get any better lying to ourselves. It's not going to get any better. We've become a satanic nation. None of us are perfect, but my God, we at least love God and want to be good. These people are beyond evil. They're cancer. And they're going to have to be cut out. Now, you're going to see people start getting real. Like the judge in Florida just struck down Jack Smith. And I told you that's what the Supreme Court did. They gave it back to her to strike it down. They said clearly, a month ago, they said he wasn't appointed correctly. Just like their Jan 6 committee on its face was illegal. Then they destroyed all the evidence. They destroyed my testimony. Because it didn't fit in with their BS. And so these are just a bunch of dirty, evil, pedophile lawyers who inherited the apparatus of the American Republic and all the brains and weapons and the rest of it. And now they've squandered it. And now the whole world's turning against them. And the world's watching America fight for its soul. So Roger Stone's coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll get him on the line. All right, let's stop here. Stop here. Again, we've got a bunch of these compilations. This one is called, I remember writing the headline. It's called, what was it? What was the headline, guys? I'll tell people the headline of this. We can get this reposted. Yeah, okay. Deep state publicly calls for impeach, imprisoning, and, I don't know, video. Deep state publicly calls for Trump to be killed. Or breaking video. Or historic video. Historic video. Deep state calls for Trump to be impeached, imprisoned, and killed. Put it out on X right now. Only place we've got other than InfoWars. Thank God for Elon Musk. All right. Let's go ahead and roll this 3-minute compilation.
If he takes the risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100% is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight.
As with so many people knowing about this, it's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this, it took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support to intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taking him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
All right, we are back. I want Chase Geiser to ride shotgun with me. And got just so much information to get out here. But the country's fighting for its life. We're under globalist attack. And they are not going to back down. Unless enough of their whistleblowers come out now, and unless everyone working for the globalists, the CIA, the FBI, all these agencies, you need to just stop following any order they give you, basically, that you can see is against America and against Trump. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, if you want the power out, you want nuclear war, you want to die, it's not me going to kill you. You're going to kill yourself. I'm just asking the deep state, will you please not kill yourself? I mean, have you studied on-time delivery? Have you studied infrastructure? It's already about to collapse. And there's 8.5 billion people. And do you know what even a full war without nukes will do to the economy? And they've already cut off a third of the world's fertilizer. And people are starving to death by the hundreds of millions. I mean, we're already over the edge, folks. The globalists have committed us to total insanity. And there's still a chance to have a crash landing and survive. But we're going down. And it's time to stop playing games. Time to get into the live buzz, folks. Check out what that is. We'll be right back with hour number two. Tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Tune in now, however you can. Get active or get radioactive. We'll be right back with hour number two. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, the danger is so great. I'm just going to tell you, I'm in total war mode. My brain is like bringing up like just combat and fighting and war. And it's, that's not the answer, but my body knows we're in such danger that it's like literally going, you know, like it's firing up for battle. And there needs to be a total sense of urgency right now. We got Pastor Rodney Howard Brown coming up at 6 after. He's going to be hosting today. The emergency's so bad, I'm going to co-host with him. I'm supposed to get back to Texas today, but I have been contacted by high-level people, and I haven't even told the crew this yet because I haven't decided what I'm going to do. Because I have no security. I have nothing. I have Rob's security. He's a tough guy, but I'm by myself. I'm totally cut off, basically. And I got my family with me. I need to get them back. The time frame's hard. I've been asked to go to Milwaukee by good people in the Pentagon. And they're not asking me to go, you know, waste their time. They want to be briefed on things. But I'm just telling all those folks, we could probably do it just in phone calls and brief here, but who knows what they want to tell me privately. So there's a lot of good people in the government. Don't think that there isn't. And there's good people everywhere, whether you're a gas station attendant or whether you're an airline pilot or whether you're a police officer or a farmer. Our eyes are everywhere. We are everywhere. And I don't talk enough about this. Chase, we're going to break here in a moment. You've been sitting back and listening to this. What's your view on the overall quantification of where we are?
I'm right here. Sorry about that. I had to run to the chair, Alex. I had to run to the chair. I was in my office working on a video for your upload. Well, the thing of thinking about this in retrospect, Alex, there haven't been a whole lot of new developments in terms of the news. It's just the days that have gone by that have allowed us to process what happened on Saturday. And everything that we've heard from the mainstream media, corporate media, the deep state, leftists, is exactly what I expected. I expected them to be quiet about the shooter. I expected them to frame this narrative, try to say it was a right-wing extremist, and it just goes without saying that this is obviously a deep state thing. Everything else is a diversion. Everything else is a distraction, and this is not the last time that they're going to make an attempt on Donald Trump's life.
Well, I think the five-minute video of Congressman Mills is really the most important, and I'm going to talk about that and play it again for Brown, at least part of it. He is a sniper operations commander, like when diplomats and presidents would go to foreign countries, Iraq, Afghanistan. He was commanding the real heavy hitters, the real pipe hitters. Most of the Secret Service snipers are those guys as well. And he said, look, he had help. He was brought in. This is an inside job. He goes, I'm not saying it's Biden. Obviously, Biden can't even wipe his ass. This is the deep state. And there's no more time for hesitation in their mind control here. They did it. And I said, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, everybody's got to come out and say, we know you did it. And now everybody's saying that. That's good. We've got to admit to ourselves the situation we're in. It's a spiritual war. Satan is real, but our God created the universe and is infinitely more powerful and is in control. But God is not like the devil that manipulates and takes free will. If you don't ask God for help, and then if you don't have courage, and you don't step into the fire, God will not give you the power to defeat the enemy. And I am not a theologian, but I've been to a lot of Sunday school. I've been to a lot of churches. And I have a personal relationship with God, and it's always been very strong. And, you know, I'm not an expert on the Old Testament and Moses and, you know, Moses calling for the plagues. So I wanted to get Howard Brown on, and I should have just called him and asked his opinion about who is the pastor, who is the Moses. We don't call for violence. We don't harm a head on anybody's head, hair on their head. But over and over again, the prophets in the Bible would literally call down judgment from God, and the people prayed and did it, people would just fall over dead. And that would be the best scenario. But I spiritually don't even, because I never ask God for anything. I always just pray and say, God, what am I supposed to do my whole life? I was like 3. I would like talk to God and like, God, what do I do? What's the answer? And literally God would just like show me starving children and the world and say, you need to help people. You need to be a good person. You need to be strong. And I would just go, okay. And I've always just, I never ask God for anything. I pray for my family and say, God, please protect them if that's your will. That's about it. I'm always telling, I don't tell God what I want. I ask God what God wants, but I want to pray to God for the angel of death to kill our enemy. And I don't know if that's biblically correct. We'll be right back. I'll ask Pastor Brown.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, well, I consider Pastor Rodney Howard Brown to be my pastor. I've been watching him for over a decade online, gotten to know him the last 5-6 years, got to spend time with him and his family. He's a really good man. He's a humble man, and he has a mega church. He reaches people in hundreds of countries. He's brought in, with God's help, hundreds of millions of people to Christ. And he's made a lot of excellent, accurate predictions as well. He's basically batting at 100%. And so I wanted to get him to come on and just talk about what we're facing, where we are, and the fact that obviously only God can stop the countdown and the dominoes that are falling. But I also just up front wanted to ask him, reading the Bible, reading the Old Testament and the New Testament, particularly the Old Testament, where the Israelites or the Jews before that would at certain points, Moses, you know, calls in the plagues to get the evil people to finally give up and let our people free. And so I don't want to, though. I respect him, and I feel his spirit's very strong. I feel the Holy Spirit very strong when I watch him, very strong when I'm in person with him. In fact, about the strongest. I mean, the first time I met him, and he was in the office that day, I just kept crying because the Holy Spirit was so strong. But I feel like we should, you know, pray not to shoot anybody, not to bomb anybody, not kill anybody, but say, God, they've killed 60 million kids in our country. The fentanyl, the death, the abortion, deliver us. We seek your face. We repent and we ask you to deliver us from our enemies, however you see fit in that. And then I really get from the Holy Spirit, well, angel of death. And I'm just going to be completely honest with people. And I've talked about this a few other times that it wasn't time for this. But when is it time for, who is the Moses that stands up and says, okay, the final plague is now coming. And then we put the blood on our, you know, above our doors and the blood, you know, that was, you know, the precursor to Christ, and it passes us. You know, they have the witches get together and pray for everybody's death, and they're trying to copy God. But this is something real historically and biblically, and I know it. And I've only a few times, I never asked God for anything, and I've never told anybody about this. But a few times I had people attacking me and coming after me, and I've asked God to go after them. And I mean, this probably happened 4 times, and like instantly really bad stuff happens. And I'm like, and it's not the occult. It's not black magic, but it feels like that. That's what they're trying to do. I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. I need to be really careful about what I ask God for. Pastor, can you explain this to us and then get into the current events, everything that's happening?
Well, Alex, first of all, it's great to see you. I see you in beautiful communist California. It's so beautiful there, and can't believe what those idiots are doing to the state. And I'm surprised to see you on the show. You had a whole thing lined up, so I'm glad to see you. You know, I of course, gave my life to the Lord when I was 5, so I've studied the Word extensively. And in the natural, in my own self, I would tend to, you know, let's take care of this the Old Testament way, basically call fire down. And but when you study the scripture, you can see there's the Old and the New Testament. So we're actually not under the Old Covenant. It, not that that's done away with in the sense of the Bible says to study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to understand the Old and the New, prior to Jesus coming, there was no grace. Everything was under the law, which basically God anointed under the Old Covenant, the prophet, the priest, and the king. And they stood in the space, basically, the prophet representing God to the people, the king, if he was godly, to rule the people, which God actually didn't want any kings. He wanted to be their king, but they demanded the king, so they got one. And then the priest that would then represent the people before God, take the sacrifices in to cover the sin of the people. Well, when Jesus came, all that was done away with. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The Holy Spirit came out of an earthly tabernacle that was made with the hands of man, never again to live therein, but to come and live in our hearts. So we become the temple of the living God. Now, having said that, obviously our words carry power. The Bible even speaks death and life and the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Also, in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God said, I record before heaven and earth this day, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live. So there's been many times over the years that I wanted to go Old Testament on something, like where's Samson right now with the jawbone of a donkey? I mean, surely he can go to Washington, D.C. and sort things out. But right now, we in a time of grace, believe it or not, where God, it's like the lull before the storm, like the ark was there, the gangplank was down, there was a storm coming, there was going to be a flood, and God said to Noah, come down all the house into the ark, and he went in, but he kept that ark open for whoever wanted to come in. So that's basically where we are right now. All of this is going to be settled, obviously, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which obviously I'm an old-time Pentecostal, so I believe in the catching away of the church. I know some people believe we're going to go through a tribulation. I'm not going to argue with that. I just tell them enjoy the tribulation. Basically, depending on where you live in the world right now, there's major stuff going on. People think it's the end of the world. But I would say that according to Matthew's Gospel 24, we're in the beginning of sorrows. But then Matthew's Gospel 24 says this gospel, verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, then the end shall come. So that's where I believe we are. I know you and I have spoken about this before. So, but I do believe that we can pray. And what we have here at the church, we have everybody praying. We do all-night prayer meetings. We intercede. First of all, we pray for those in authority. Now, but I've also been doing this, issuing what I call a restraining order. We just went to London, England. I did that right in the heart of London, that God would wreak havoc in the camp of the wicked, number one, that he would pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. I haven't asked God, you know, I've said, Lord, turn their hearts, obviously, because God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to the knowledge of the truth. So I'm not like really wanting God to just go kill a bunch of people. I would much rather people come to repentance and realize that Jesus is the way, humble themselves, come to the cross and ask God to forgive them of their sin, and they get washed in the blood, because that's the plan that Jesus executed.
Pastor, this is so powerful. I don't want to disrespect you. We got wires crossed. I thought you were on for an hour. I asked you to host. Wires got crossed. So I'm going to let you take over for a while and host, and I'll come back. So we'll kind of do a mix of the two. But that's what I was feeling, but also confused. And I'm not talking about the general public getting killed by God. I'm talking about the actual Satanist controllers to get the fear of God in them, to have their minions stop, because I want to stop nuclear war. But I know that I watched your sermons and I reposted them on X when you were over in England. You said, pull the wheels off the chariots, break down all their plans. And if we didn't see that, what you're saying is God's going to do it. Vengeance is mine. And God literally put his hand on Trump. And you're saying, don't worry, God's stepping in now. That's what the New Testament's about.
Yes. Well, Alex, don't go. I don't want you to go. You here now, please. This is your show. I don't want you to go. I like seeing you there anyway. So here's the thing. I don't believe, if you look at the mainstream media, you think they're winning. They are not winning. They're losing on every front. Even in the United Kingdom, believe it or not, they're losing. That's why they're frantic. They're losing in Europe. That's why they're frantic. They're losing in the United States of America. That's why they're frantic. So they quote, you know, Pew, Report, Barn, and all these idiots with their fake stats and stuff like that. The body of Christ is much greater than some denomination that's dying off. The kingdom of God knows no boundaries. So you got every tribe and tongue. And God's not dead. There might be a religious church emptying, but the move of God is so strong right now. What I saw in England was groups of young people that are totally disconnected from the major church. Even in Holland, we were in Amsterdam about 6 weeks ago. Young people, I'm to Alex, these guys are next level. So here's what, the devil's overplayed his hand. And if you look what, I mean, Klaus Schwab, I mean, look at him. I mean, Chi has just had a stroke. I mean, all of these people, basically it's almost like what happened to Nebuchadnezzar when Nebuchadnezzar went out and ate grass for 7 years, which I've been praying, Lord, let them eat grass. I mean, you cannot get any more ridiculous than President Biden or Vice President Kamala. I mean, they just opened their mouth. In actual fact, in Britain, it's a standard
joke. You're right. God is destroying them in front of us, making them total clowns. As only God could do. You see God everywhere. You're right. God's hand is just moving, and I see it everywhere. I'm here in Northern California. Almost everybody's a listener. People figured out just from the video background where we were at, sort of showing up, and everywhere, old, young, black, white, are listeners, actually, and saying, oh, there's Satanists around here. They're bad, but we're waking up. And you're absolutely right. There is a giant awakening, and that's why they had to steal elections in Europe, steal elections there. These parliamentary systems where, you know, the conservatives really win the most seats, but then the other groups coalition it. They are in their death throes. They are in crisis. That's why I'm so concerned, because I know the enemy, they always double down. But what you're saying is, what is the prayer as we say? Will you lead us in a prayer now or whenever you want? Because I'm asking you, because you're my pastor. What do we do?
Okay. So we have to be careful. And you're very like me in a way, Alex. I get very angry about stuff, and then you just kind of lose it, which really there's nothing I can do other than speak the truth and obey God every day, which I know that's what you do. You ask God to help you every single day. That's why I wake up every morning asking the Lord to help me. So rather than get angry, I have to put it in God's hands and realize I'm not the hand of God in the sense of that I need to go and execute anything. I'm just here to proclaim and announce, because of the power that's given to the body of Christ. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So that's why some of the people that run and say, well, God's in control. God's only in control when his church stand up, preach his word, which is the power of the gospel. That's where the thing is released, not in some.
So we're the body. We're the body. We are like the electrical connection. We open the gate to bring him in.
Totally. So you are his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece. If you don't do anything in your city, your town, your village, then wickedness comes in and prevails. That's why we have to have strong churches. And we have to have strong business people that put their money not into leftist, communist, whatever. That's why we pray God raise up millionaires that actually support the gospel and get behind godly causes, not nonsense. Like a cat and dog foundation, which I've got nothing against animals. I love animals, but you can't put billions of dollars in the cat and dog foundation and think you're doing God's eternal work. We've got to look at people. God loves people. That's why Jesus came and died, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the gospel. So if we're not sharing that, we're not sharing the gospel, then the people in government have to be people of a caliber that will not bow their knee. Now, Trump is a disruptor. I really pray President Trump actually really surrenders his life to God. I believe this could be a final curtain call for him if he continues to sit on the outside and just hide behind, you know, whatever. And I have nothing against the president. I like him. I just think by now he should have really been vocal and come out for the cause of the gospel, and come out and say, look, I've accepted Jesus, my personal Lord and Savior. I know he's
let's be clear. Let's be clear. You know the inside baseball in Florida. You know Trump. You other big preachers you're friends with know him. He's having prayer meetings all the time secretly. He's calling people up, having them pray for him. He talks about Jesus behind the scenes, and he has this, what is the reason he won't proclaim it? He's starting to say it's about good versus evil and God, but what is that? You're right. He has to call on God. I know you don't want to give, you know, because being a pastor is like being a doctor. There's like attorney-client privilege, basically.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand why he hasn't come out and said, look, I really have personally given my life to the Lord and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Because you take King Charles right now, who is actually the head of the Anglican Church, who's totally acquiesced everything. The Houses of Parliament, they're swearing people in on the Quran and on other nonsense stuff. So America was founded on the gospel, believe it or not, whether you like it or not. It really was.
No, that's the power. That's the contract. That's the contract with God. So we break the contract, we lose the blessing.
Yes, sir. So that's my question. I just don't understand why by now, Mr. President, that you haven't just actually come out and just spilled the beans.
Rodney, this is the time to do it, okay? Because I've been with you in Florida. I've been around. I also can back up what you say. You've told me, and I've talked to other big preachers, Trump, he gets on the phone. He says he accepts Jesus. He wants people to pray for him. He spends a lot of time doing it, but he won't talk about it. Go ahead and tell people what Trump's really doing behind the scenes. He's not devil worshiping behind the scenes. He's praying with Christians. So then he won't.
No, he's.
What is that?
No, he's not. He actually has people pray for him all the time. He's humble in that way. He's not against prayer. He wants people. He knows. And I think this assassination attempt has been like a wake-up call, basically, for him, that he realized my days are actually numbered here. So, and I don't want to see.
By the way, last night and the night before, he looked like a different Trump, like a different face. He looked more Christian. And what I'm saying is there was less of that worldliness and it's all about him and he can beat them and he's got the strength. He looked like a weight was off of him. He was quite frankly glowing at the events last two nights. I saw something different. Did you see that?
I did see that, and I just been praying. I said, Lord, please let him really make a stand for you, because you can't sit on the fence. It's impossible to sit on the fence here and win a battle against darkness. Even if you have billions of dollars behind you, I know that Elon Musk said if Vance is in, he'll put $45 million a month, which is over $500 million a year. Some people are trying to say that the seat for Vance is bought. I don't believe Trump's like that. My choice wouldn't have been Vance. He is a half-brother to one of our river pastors, by the way. So I'm going to give Vance the benefit of the doubt and say
we'll see what
he does.
Exactly. So
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, I would have probably gone with a Ben Carson. But anyway, that's fine. The bottom line is Trump's in charge. In actual fact, the people actually should have voted for the vice president, because that was actually there until the rules were changed, I think, under FDR.
In 1913.
Correct.
1913.
So bottom line is the president was never supposed to choose his running mate. The people were supposed to choose who they wanted as a VP.
Well, the state legislatures and that gives the states half the power, because the state legislature, you elect them, and they – And then their delegates vote, decided who the vice president is. So let's expand on that. You just said it.
If you go back to the original, Alex, if you go back to the original, the people actually voted. There were actually two votes.
I know.
The people chose the vice president. So then they changed that, and then that changed again. So it's morphed, but nobody even questioned it. But according to the Constitution, the people actually had to vote for the VP.
No, I agree. You're right. I just want to go back to what you were saying, though. You were hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. That's what you just said. You can't ride fences. Trump's got to go all in and just say, Jesus is almighty. I can only win with God, and I need God's protection.
You're up against the powers of darkness. You're up against the rulers of darkness of this world. You're up against satanic forces. You're up against insurmountable witchcraft. And so whether people say, I don't believe in God, but there's witches and there's curses and there's all kind of black magic. And if you go through Africa, all the witch doctors and everything that's taking place. So if there's forces of evil, so there's no God. Okay, so there's just evil. Oh, no, well, there's some good benevolent. That's all garbage. It's light and darkness. It's always been that way from creation. When Lucifer fell, when he was cast out of heaven, that's why he hates mankind and wants to destroy mankind. So if we're going to make a difference, and if you're watching right now and you are in government, you're watching right now, you're in business, and or you're a pastor, if you don't totally surrender to God and to the power of the Holy Spirit, as you read about in the book of Acts, and allow God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, obviously get saved, number one. Give your life to Jesus. Repent of your sin. Ask him to wash you in his blood. Ask him to cleanse you. Forgive those that have hurt you, which obviously we have to walk in love. We also have to pray for those in authority. So I actually do pray for Biden and Kamala. They are president, vice president at this juncture. But I do pray that God wreak total confusion in the camp of the wicked. If the wicked do godly or do righteous things, then God will have mercy on them. If they do wickedness, then we have a right to pray that God wreak total confusion in their camp. So this is very important. Regardless of what position you find yourself in, if you don't submit to the creator of heaven and earth, and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, you will not make it. I'm just telling you right now, the best in the business are being taken out and snuffed out left, right, and center. This is not a game. We're in a major battle. And maybe you want to pray that prayer right now. Maybe you just want to say, Lord, I surrender. It's about surrender. Well, I won't surrender. Okay, go ahead. Enjoy the battle then. Because
Pastor, stay there. We got to go to break. And I'm going to, because I want to give you the floor for 30 minutes when we come back. I'm going to introduce you. I'll stay here with you and then I'll come back, say the prayer, talk about this. But you're absolutely right. Trump must surrender. And it's clear he knows God's real. He loves God, but he has not surrendered yet and put God completely in the driver's seat. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But Pastor, tell people how they find your great church, your great website, and the great work you're doing.
Revival.com. Revival.com. We in Tampa, Florida. River Tampa Bay Church.
And Pastor, what do you think? We want to break in 1 minute about the other preachers, not just Trump. These other churches have got to get in the game and talk about the New World Order. So they're starting to, but the churches need to really explain to people how important the church is.
I think what I found in England, because we were there and I did 9 services. And so I really slammed it. Actually, I tried to get arrested in England. I didn't care if they put me in the Tower of London. So I slammed everything that could be slammed publicly. That was not allowed to be said. I said it. But we didn't have any reaction. The bottom line is ministers, pastors, many of them are not educated in the realm of how the world functions. They might know their area or whatever, but they don't know actually how. They don't know that the world's run by private central banks. They don't understand even the last 250 years of history. In actual fact, when you try to take them back 250 years, they go, that's got nothing to do with me now. But they don't understand we're facing all the repercussions of decisions that were made 250 years ago. So what I'm trying to do is educate as many pastors as possible and show them that if you don't rise up and take authority in your area, you preach in your congregation, what are you doing? Preaching about heaven? So in other words, it's just something when they die. What about tomorrow? What about they're going to do in their business? What are they going to do? Somebody's got to get involved in the school board. Somebody's got to get involved in the county, in the property. If you don't, all this is taken over by wickedness. So we have to educate people. And Alex, I mean, I went to London.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Ronnie Howard Brown's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on Extra Alex Jones. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is riding the shotgun with me and co-hosting. And I'm going to let him take over for most of the rest of this half hour. Then I'll be back with him, and I'll be sitting here while he's speaking into the next hour. And I'm going to got some other news I'm working on and things behind the scenes. So we're multitasking here and a bunch of really important clips and breaking pieces of information. But, Pastor, I'd like you to lead us in that prayer we talked about. And then I'd like to hear you've got a good sense of things. What do you think the deep state's going to do now? Because everything's blown up in their face. And what do you expect these scenarios to be? Like you said a year ago and I said a month ago, I think they're going to kill Biden and blame it on a Trump supporter as well. So if people think they saw wild stuff Saturday, the urgency needs to be very clear. We've gone over the edge here. We've crossed the point of return, and Satan's not going to give up. And I just want people to get themselves ready, because there's never been a time like this in history. And we've got to have God. God's not the number one thing. God's the only thing. And Trump must surrender to God. because as strong as he is, he can't do this on his own. So Pastor, please.
Yeah, so obviously before we pray, the big problem that you're dealing with is they're so frantic. They want World War III, so it could be with anything, Iran, it could be with North Korea, China, Russia, whatever. So they want war. So that's the problem. Or they want a civil war in America. So they'd love to turn the American people on each other and get everybody fighting one another. So between now and the day, Inauguration Day, you can expect all hell to break loose. So as you said, Alex, basically, if they eliminate Biden because he won't step down because they feel like he's going to carry the whole Democrat Party down, which you don't have to carry them down. They're already at the bottom of the rung right now. But so they would take him out, then blame it on a Trump supporter or MAGA or whatever. I mean, even the idiot that's supposed to have shot Trump, they said that he actually was a MAGA supporter, but then turned and gave the Democrat Party $25. I mean, this thing is an inside job. Somebody said, what do you mean inside job? Well, the CIA has many ways to take you out. Somebody said, well, look, I'm not going to argue with you if you're an idiot. If you don't actually understand history of how America actually has been functioning, they even have admitted, and get my book, The Killing of Uncle Sam, I talk about all of this stuff that took place. So if you agree with what they want done, you live. If you don't, you get taken out. That's just the way it is. And you can see that through history. So get your head out of, you know, where, and acknowledge the fact of what's going on. Now, some people even said that Trump staged his own assassination, which that's ridiculous, because if that bullet had hit him, he would have been dead. I mean, if you saw the angle, just put the angle of that thing on right now. I mean, he turned to look at a chart that he's putting up now. Had he not turned, that bullet would have taken him out. So as he turned, that's where the bullet got him. Now, that's divine. That's the hand of God. That's the hand of God that did that. I know some people said it's luck. It's not. It's the hand of God. And I believe God's hand is on Trump as a wrecking ball to the globalist system. So, but they are frantic. So if they can't have World War III, they can't have a civil war, they actually can destroy public gatherings, which is another reason why the attack took place at his big rally, because he's drawing so many people, and Biden can't even fill 8 stalls at a gas station laboratory, if you understand. If he was having a convention at the gas station of a roadside truck stop, he couldn't fill 3 toilet stalls. So, I mean, there's nobody showing up for what he's doing. So they want to go everything online, virtual, paper, ballots, mail-in. That's where they want to go. And then they can launch another pandemic. So, I mean, there's so many things that we're up against. You can see everything with the bird flu and this flu and that virus and this terrible virus being released, whatever. They are frantic right now, and they don't stop at nothing to push this agenda. So that's why I tell people, without the power of God, you're not going to make it through. And we've got to wake up every day, pray, Lord, I'm only going to do what you want me to do. Don't go running everywhere. Don't go and get involved in stuff you're not supposed to get involved in. And don't go and just do stuff just because people offer you money. Well, we'll give you this amount of money if you do this or whatever. Then you're being bought. Let God direct your life and make a decision that you're not going to compromise. Basically, then you end up losing. Why even standing? Because you compromised, because you really wanted to save your own life. A shepherd, especially pastors, are shepherds of the flock, which that means you put yourself in harm's way when the wolf is coming. So there's problems. There's big problems here for August, September, October, November, December, and January. The next 6 months is not going to be what you think. Do I believe that God's going to protect his people? God will protect his people. But it's upheaval right now, and this is all hell breaking loose. They'll stop at nothing. They don't care about anything. They don't care about life, nothing. And they want to push their agenda. So that's why you have to surrender. So why don't we just do this right now? Let's pray together, and you can pray this right where you are. And just, you don't have to bow your head. If you're driving in a car, keep your eyes open. We don't want you going to heaven right now. But pray this off me. Just say, Father, right now, I surrender my life to you today. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I need to be redeemed. I cannot buy my redemption and I cannot earn it, because 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, Jesus died for me and paid the price for my sin. So right now I come and I humble myself, knowing that I cannot earn this. I cannot achieve this on my own way and my own means, but I humble myself and I invite you now to take control of my life. Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. I repent of my sin, wash me in your blood. And right now I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and that he rose physically from the dead, and that he is alive right now, and that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and that his soon return is almost upon us. And also, I acknowledge that when Jesus left the earth, you told the disciples to go wait in the upper room to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I ask for that power right now. Would you come and fill me right now with your Holy Spirit, that my life comes under the control of the Holy Spirit, that you will lead me, you will guide me. I will not be afraid for my future. I will not be afraid for my safety. And that even if I do die, I come straight into your arms. So I have nothing to be afraid of, and I will live my life until I die. But on that day that I die, I will hear these words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." So I receive this now by faith in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray for every person that's watching right now that's prayed that prayer together with me. First of all, I pray your peace. May your peace flood their life right now. I come against all kinds of oppression, fear, addictions, things that keep them up in the night, anxiety, worry, concern. I break it in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood, I set you free. And those that are sick in their body, Lord, that you would reach through into people's homes right now, that you would touch their body, heal them. I curse cancer. I curse sickness and disease, every foul thing, even down to the DNA of their body. Reverse the curse even from medications and from pharmacare that has affected people adversely. I break it now. I break it in Jesus' name. We set the captives free, those that are tormented in their minds, that have voices that speak to them in the night. They have terror attacks. They can't even sleep, nightmares. I break it now. I speak the peace of heaven upon you in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, give each person listening to me a heavenly assignment, that the first thing that they can do is every day to tell one other person about you, that you love them, that you died for them on the cross, and you shed their blood, your blood for them, and that they would go to a lost and dying world. Then give them an assignment. Give them an eternal assignment of bringing many people to know you as their Lord and Savior. And then give them a natural assignment of something they can put their hand to the plow. If they're people that don't have jobs, that, Lord, you will give them creative ideas, witty inventions, that you'll bless people financially as you have down through the centuries. And you bless people. Even when there was no banking system, you blessed your people. Even when the children of Israel were under slavery, you brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one sick or feeble one among their tribe. I come against the whole Frankfurt School of Theology garbage teaching that attacks that God does not want to bless his children. You foul devil, you lying communist devil. God wants to bless his people. He wants to multiply them, and he wants to increase them. That's the story of the scripture. Right from Adam and Eve, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and everyone, all the way down to David and Solomon. So you lying devil of hell, sponsored by the Communist Chinese Party, sponsored by nut jobs coming out of Germany, sponsored by the World Economic Forum coming out of the United Nations to destroy the church, to make the church a poverty-stricken deal. You lying devil. I know what the Bible says. You shut your mouth. And those that would attack the Holy Ghost and would attack the language of the Spirit and tongues and speaking other tongues, you lying devil that would try to make everybody that moves in the power of God to be a charlatan, your house will be cut off and made a dunghill, you false prophet. Let me tell you right now, and then those that are against God healing his people, Jesus is the Lord that healeth his people. He's the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, his whole ministry, he went about and healed the sick and cleansed the lepers and raised the dead and cast out devils. That's the message of the gospel. Not this other trash you put pumping out from your cemeteries and you got soy latte drinking pastors with skinny jeans buying into this nonsense, sitting on a bar stool, talking little 18-minute messages that's a bunch of pablum. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And I speak to the church in America to rise up in power and the anointing of the Spirit of God and take the territory that God has given to you. Jesus said, I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And it's time for pastors to stand up and be bold. And the Lord is with you. And don't worry about what people say. They criticized Jesus. They said he was of the devil. Jesus even said, if I cast out devils by the devil, who do you cast out devils by? The bottom line is, we need to cast out devils. And that's the gospel. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, and poison will not harm you. Even if they try to kill you, it'll bounce back on them. And even every curse issued against your life will hit you and bounce straight back and go right back to the perpetrator. So God's hands are on his church, Alex, and his hand is on his people. God's not finished with America. God's not finished with Europe. He's not finished with the UK. He's not finished with Africa. This is really our finest hour. I'm so happy to be living in 2024 and seeing what the Lord's doing. We've just done 16 countries in Africa, and we just hit England very, very hard. And I'm getting ready to launch into Chicago. We're going to go right into the hood. We're going to go into the worst place in Chicago, and we're going to slam Chicago just like we did London. So I'm still continuing the 300 city tour. I'm doing one-night rallies, but there are some big events that we're going to be doing, and God's not done with America, and he's not done with you. So that's my message. My name is Rod Down Brown.
Amen.
Message. So,
Amen to that. Amen. Pastor, and we're continuing the next hour, and I've got some breaking news we'll be going over. It really just comes down to good and evil. And, you know, you see Tucker Carlson that said he was broke Episcopalian, didn't really know God was real. Now he totally knows God, totally accepts Christ, knows it's all good and evil. And that's moving through a lot of people. And we see Elon Musk becoming so hardcore. I'm predicting Elon Musk is going to declare, I just felt that, Elon Musk is going to declare Christ his Savior soon. I think that's coming. You've had a good feeling of this. Well, now the fruits he's put out, he's not perfect, but he's turning so quickly towards total resistance. I mean, rapidly. It's amazing.
Well, I think what's happened, and even in England, a lot of people that were left are now going right because they're seeing we can't even buy into this craziness. I mean, you have to really be delusional to even sign on to 57 genders. You have to be delusional to sign on to all of the stuff that they call science that's not science. So, again, all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Now, you're going to be persecuted. People are going to make up stories about you and lie about you. They're going to assassinate your character. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've been the brunt of that since the 90s. I don't really care. I mean, there'll be comments on InfoWars. How could Alex have this total false prophet or whatever? Just shut up and go somewhere else. I'll give him the line my granddaughter came up with. Her sister was arguing with her. She said to her sister, why don't you go to Narnia and let Aslan eat you? I know that's comical. Anyways, my granddaughter's having an argument, but the bottom line, Alex, you can't even argue with people because they actually have no clue what's going on. They don't know. They haven't walked in your shoes. They've not walked where you walked. They don't know what you know. And they judge you based on what other people have said. And they put you in a category of, well, that's what they are. No, that's not what they are. That's why I'm going to give J.D. Vance the benefit of the doubt, even though everything's stacked against him because he's a Yale law. Well, I don't need to say anything else. I mean, to me, it's a red flag, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not I'm not closed off to people. I receive people. I receive everybody. I treat everybody with kindness. I don't judge people. I don't prejudge people. And I want to make my own decision based on me meeting people, not some idiot that says, oh, I got all the intel. It's like one guy says to me, he said to me, I'm going to expose your own ministry. I said, you're an idiot. He said, why? I said, go to my Instagram account. I expose my own ministry. Everything I do publicly, privately is posted on Instagram. Oh, well, I said, please, you think I'm concerned about what your opinion is of what I'm doing or whatever?
Well, Pastor.
I serve God. Sorry.
Pastor, no, sorry. I asked to be here. People don't get that. They're afraid of being attacked. And you know, 20 years ago, being attacked by the corporate media had some pain. But now the corporate media is so hated, it's 90% positive when you get attacked. But people are still intimidated. The Republican establishment is still intimidated by the Democrats and the media. But the reason they're losing all their power now is people are really figuring out, wait a minute, if I take J.D. Vance, has endorsed me, said I shouldn't be censored, said I'm a truth teller, said, you know, not nice things, said he's fully awake now, said he's been listening for decades. Well, he now knows them attacking him is a good thing. Maybe he was with them before, but he's leaving them now or has left them. And I see that as the tables turn, we have to be ready to accept the fact that God could give us a long reprieve and a huge time of awakening, a revival ahead of the tribulation and the things we see already manifesting and proving themselves and proving revelation. The Bible is absolutely, you know, the word of God. It's all coming true, but we could have a 10-year, 100-year reprieve like Nineveh. And so I think people should know that God works in mysterious ways and never try to put the universe on your timeline and know that you don't know God's timeline. Does that make sense?
Alex, what you're saying is 100%. And you know, just like Jonah was irritated when God didn't, you know, just go and destroy Nineveh. There's going to be a lot of people angry because God didn't do what they wanted him to do. Why didn't God go and do that? And then you see people that were totally hell-bent going this way, flip. And now they turned. Oh, I don't trust them. A leopard can't change his spots. No, they can't. But when the blood of Jesus comes and the person's heart changes, God changes the person. Their outward man looks the same, but their heart is changed. And that's what God's looking for, is changed hearts. That's the power of the gospel, not to change people's minds. You can even have a mind change and your heart still be wrong. But when your heart changes, then your mind is now open to then begin to, okay, I see where I was wrong. Okay, yeah, I understand now. There's many people, Alex, that have been put off. People say, well, Alex Jones, I mean, he's lost the plot. I said, Alex is right. I don't care what, I mean, Alex is dramatic like I am. So what do you want him to be? Do you want somebody who's just going to sit there? Well, folks, we just have to understand we have a real problem with the New World Order. And if we don't, that's not how fire works. I mean, fire is something when you're passionate about something and it comes out of you. It's like Alex and me, Alex are like a machine gun. I mean, and sometimes you've got just a short amount of time. You've got to drop some bombs, and sometimes you've got to drop some truth bombs to shock people into thinking, wow, okay, I've been wrong. Look how long you've been pounding it, Alex. I mean, from when you first went on cable system, and you've been pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. Everywhere I went in Europe, they say they watch you. Holland, they watch you. England, they watch you. They were watching you. Even now, to this day, there'll be amazing response from people all across the world just from me being on your show. Yeah. So somebody said, well, they deplatformed him. Really? You really think so? People find the truth when they want to find the truth. So, you know, you can deplatform somebody and actually enhance their platform, make it even bigger because, So, Alex, you've kind of reached legendary status in Europe and in the UK. I mean, many people are watching, and they're actually praying for you. They're praying for your life, your safety.
Well, Pastor, as you know,
safety as well.
Well, Pastor, as you know, it's all about God. It has nothing to do with me. And I guess in Ezekiel, he talks about the burning in his bones. I am physically and mentally exhausted. But every time I see this evil, it's not me, it's God, and I just burn. I physically burn. and burn to stop these people. It's burning. And it's not me. I'm just a spotlight, and it's not fun, the attacks, but at the end of the day, I know that it's things would be much worse for everybody if we didn't take on the situation. But I appreciate your kind words. We're going to start the next hour. Give us an idea, because I've got some things I'm going to mix in here and some new clips and breaking news. But I know you had a whole show planned here until I re-hijacked it. What else do you want to get to next hour, Pastor?
You're welcome to hijack your own show anytime you want to. They just told me you're in California. Would I please help? It's your show. I've got clips. I wanted to play the Trump flashback video, you know, that they made like a campaign thing where he, I'm sure you've seen it already.
Yes. It's
very powerful. Okay. And then I was going to play the bullet close and then Trump getting shot, a full video. I had the shooter on the roof, Secret Service not shooting back. I got photographers of the picture of Trump. And then I got you responding to Trump incidents. I got Trump calls JFK Jr. I got Alex Jones on Trump and the Secret Service. I got Trump walks out the RNC. Then I got a Chris Ann Hall video about J.D. Vance. And then I got Joe Biden talk about, well, you know, what he talks about. Joe saying Zelensky is Putin. Joe saying I'm bombing the commander in chief. Joe saying Kamala's Vice President Trump. And I got two videos about the World Economic Forum. So
well, I'm going to do this then. I'm going to let you host the next hour, and I'm going to listen. And then I'm going to come back in with Chase with the updated stuff. We've got local breaks coming up here in 2 minutes. So there's a 5-minute segment that some stations don't carry. So you're not interrupted, because it'll be a 24 minutes you'll have, another 24 minutes you'll have, and six after. We should probably then just go to break here in a few minutes, give you a short break, and air one of our special reports in the first 5, unless you just want to stay on for that 5, and then I'll come back when you're signing off here in about an hour and 4 minutes from now, Pastor, because I want you to be able to cover all that. I think it's very, very important, and I'm just very, very thankful for you being here today. And, no, I did ask you to co-host, and then I didn't read their emails they sent me because I got busy, and it was like woke up. They're like, no, he's doing the show. So I'm the one that asked you to be here. We love you. So we're going to go to break here in about a minute. I just want listeners to understand something. I don't care about money until I don't have the money to fight the enemy. And they've tried to shut us down. They've done insane things. It's been totally wild. And InfoWars is still in the air for at least 2 or 3 more months. If the funds don't come in, we're right on the edge of the red. We'll shut down because you're not supporting. Please get the shirt. Please get the new shirt we have, a Trump Bulletproof. Also get the supplements, the products, InfoWarsStore.com. Our sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com. And we're not going anywhere. Even if they shut down InfoWars, I'll be back on air. But you need to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. And so I'll let Pastor Brown decide whether he wants to host the next 5 or come back in 6 minutes after a promo. He's in charge for the next hour. And then I'll come back in a little bit of the fourth hour. I got some big breaking news, some phone calls I need to make.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands 2 products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win.
And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, everybody, please get behind InfoWars and Alex Jones. He's fighting the battle. We don't have his voice. You can imagine what would have happened if he hadn't gone on when he did all those years ago. Yeah, I want to go to this video right now, and it's actually being used as a campaign commercial. I call it the Trump flashback video. So it really starts with what took place on Saturday with an assassination attack on 45's life. Let's roll this.
You want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Bye, Daddy. My love, you must fight.
Fight.
I love you, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
Fight.
Fight, Dad, fight.
Get up, darling. Fight.
You've got work to do, son. Fight.
Fight. I love you, Daddy.
Get up, Dad. Fight.
Fight. You must fight, my love.
Fight.
I love you, son.
Fight.
I love you, Donald. Fight. Fight.
Yeah, I mean, they're very powerful, obviously, to put that together. And, of course, the left will go crazy over that. But that was as close as you come to dying, basically, publicly. If put the bullet close up and you can see what took place. I mean, this, had he not turned his head to look up at the screen, the thing would have gone right into his brain. So that was divine providence. That was the hand of God. I know some people refer to it as luck, but it's not. Put the next one of Trump getting shot, full video. Let's play that.
If you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Here's a crazy thing. So the shooter, let's put the shooter on the roof video, and then I'm going to talk about this. I want to just play these clips together. Put the shooter on the roof.
I see, man. You can see the guy there. I think they hit him because the guy is, he looks dead.
Now, they'd actually been warning everybody. There's so many videos out where probably 30 minutes before they were warning people about this guy. And according to security, they said, no, they didn't want to put a sniper up on that roofing because it was at an angle. It was slanted. I mean, there's so many memes coming out now. Stick the cow one up. I mean, there's people trolling the Secret Service. Crazy. So there you see this cow. This cow boldly goes where no sniper goes has gone before. So, I mean, a slanted roof is we're talking about fully trained military people here. What are you worried about, a slanted roof? Put the other one where the Secret Service didn't even shoot back. In actual fact, there's so many reports now that they were told to stand down and they were fully aware.
A little bit old, that's your, and you know, that's a told, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
I mean, that was a slanted roof. You could have been on the other side as well. Apparently somebody went up there and then was told to, he said, oh, the guy had a gun. There's no security. I don't care, Secret Service, military, Marine, whatever, that's going to climb on a roof and see a kid with a gun and just back down because the guy had a gun. You're failing in your job. Now, apparently, the lady who was the head up this whole thing, she actually worked for PepsiCo 2 years ago, and she was guarding bags of cheese.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rodney Ambrose, standing in for Alex Jones here this hour. And actual fact, we're going to roll a clip right now of him responding to the Trump incident. I mean, all of this taking place, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is unprecedented in our recent history. I mean, you can see Reagan was shot, and, of course, Kennedy was taken out. I mean, but this is a rare occasion, and this should not be happening in America, not ever, especially if the Secret Service are actually doing their job. But obviously, they weren't. They can say what they want. They were not doing their job. So, roll this. Alex Jones responding to the Trump shooting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that we're not in normal times. World War III, nuclear war is this close. They just fired 5 shots at Trump and hit him in the side of the head. And the media's like, oh, big deal. He survived an assassination attempt. This is crazy town. Biden is a complete puppet. The New World Order is melting down everywhere. And I believe they're getting ready to kill Biden and blame it on a Trump supporter. I've been saying that for over a year. So President Trump in Pennsylvania up there gets shot at, gets hit in the side of the head, survives. That image of him up there with the blood on his face, defiant, is incredible. And now the deep state that's committed all these crimes and opened the borders and human trafficked and started World War III, they are so desperate, they're going to go for broke. But I've told Trump, I've told his campaign, you've got to be more careful. We got to pray for President Trump right now. This is such a dangerous time. I'm in Northern California with what would be a huge story breaking tomorrow, and it's still going to break. Massive story we're working on right now, okay? Secret mission. And it will still break it. But, ladies and gentlemen, this attempted assassination of Trump means we're not in Kansas anymore. And now they've tried to kill him with a gun. They're going to try to poison him. So, Trump, inside circle, listen to me. And I know you've listened before. You've had the Secret Service call me. I've briefed them on stuff. Listen to me. They're going to try to poison him now. This blew up in their face. They failed. They fired 5 shots. They killed 2 people, maybe 3. Of course, they got rid of the shooter, so they can't find out who that was. This means the New World Order is going for broke. They have nothing to lose now. Pray for America. Pray for Trump. Pray for the free press. Pray for truth and know with, what is it, 112 days from the election now? Anything is possible right now. Deep state, escalation of war with Russia, China, Taiwan, it's all on the table. False flag terror attacks, blame it on Trump, his supporters, they've been hyping that.
We need to pray right now for mass awakening and mass discernment because America is fighting for its life. I'm about to do a live show as soon as the crew get into the office. I just got off an airplane, just got here to where I was staying. I'm going to do a live show at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and real Alex Jones. I'm collecting all the notes, all the videos. We'll be live in the next 30 minutes to an hour at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and real Alex Jones on X. But pray for President Trump. He needs to get out there and speak immediately about this. He's got to be very, very careful, obviously, in the future. But again, pray for Trump. Pray for America. The deep state has overplayed their hand. They're completely screwed, which means they're going to strike back big time.
There was a great report that came out right after the assassination attempt. Now, of course, the big question is the Secret Service. What were they doing? I mean, how could this even happen on their watch? This is impossible. So, yeah, sure, he wasn't the acting president, but he's a presidential candidate. He's actually the nominee. Well, he wasn't officially nominated. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that's your job to protect the former commander-in-chief. So this is Alex on Trump and the Secret Service, because there's a lot of questions that need to be asked, and there's people that actually need to be fired, because what's happened is horrendous. Roll it.
The Secret Service have now released their preliminary report and admitted that in Butler, Pennsylvania, for 26 minutes, I'd said a couple minutes for videos I'd seen, the shooter was on top of the roof. Police went up to see. He aimed a gun at them, and they ran away and asked permission of what to do. This is a paralyzed government of bureaucrats. Nobody on the roof. So this is a Secret Service stand down, 110%. AP, Reuters, all reporting. It's no big deal. 26 minutes. This guy is on top this roof with no one there, with the president 450 feet away, so he can shoot him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. This is next level. This is a Secret Service stand down. And now that they failed to kill Trump, they're going to go for broke. But it's now confirmed there was a stand down. That whole building was full of police sitting around eating McDonald's or whatever, because they weren't directed to be anywhere, like on a roof while the president's speaking. I am stunned by this coming out so quickly. This totally proves stand down. And it just shows Trump's entire details infiltrated. They're totally controlled. This wasn't Secret Service idiocy. This wasn't Secret Service being fools. This wasn't negligence. This was orders to do this. And I interviewed the former advanced team head for Trump of over 300 events going back 4 years ago. And he said he talked to Secret Service. They were told no support on the rooftops, no glass around Trump, no nothing. So we have them now, ladies and gentlemen. This is smoking gun, pun intended, information. We'll be covering it all tomorrow on my weekday show, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Real Alex Jones. We're going to be breaking all this down. Trump is in Milwaukee right now. They're going to make another shot at him. They have nothing to lose. They are cornered. Pray for Trump. Pray for America. This is so epic. God bless you all. This is my last report for the night, unless other stuff breaks. Thank you so much for all your support. We love you. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X, and thank you all for your support.
So, great work there, Alex. Obviously, getting to meet Alex personally. I mean, he can be strong just like I can, but he's actually a very gentle person. I know people don't believe that, but he really is a very kind man. And when you spend time with him, just talk, when you hear his heart, obviously, if he just, somebody said, well, you should do that on the air. That's not going to mobilize people. A person just showing their nice side. And I don't necessarily see when somebody speaks passionately about something that they're showing their bad side, but they're passionate about it, and there needs to be an urgency to alarm people. It's an alarm to motivate people to move. Now, Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional attorney. She's part of River University and River Legal. She has something to say about the vice president and J.D. Vance, because that's all happened. Obviously, Trump picked him, as I hear. He was still up most of the night. Sunday, he went into Milwaukee flew in there earlier, and then he stayed up most of the night, apparently, and that he made the decision, and apparently J.D. Vance only knew 10 minutes before because Trump called him, and then it was announced on True Social. So people were calling him from everywhere. But anyway, let's roll this. Chris Ann Hall about J.D. Vance. Let's roll this right now.
I want you to listen to Tucker Carlson's observation about the Republican Party's new vice presidential candidate. Here it is.
And if you don't know much about J.D. Vance, I'm not even going to make a case for J.D. Vance. I'm going to tell you what I just saw, which is that every bad person I've ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance.
Well, there you go. Carlson also said power-hungry elites despise Vance. So what's your reaction to Vance as Trump's VP pick and what he brings to this ticket?
You know, I think that as Americans, we need to learn to stop relying on other people's opinions when we choose candidates. We have to do the vetting ourselves. But unfortunately, we don't get a chance to actually vote and decide on a vice president the way the Constitution of the United States demands. The Constitution of the United States demands that there be two ballots and that there be two ballots cast, one for a president and one for a vice president. All of that changed when FDR refused to run without choosing his own running mate. And that started the running mate portion of our presidential history. And we functionally changed how we operate, denying the Constitution without so much as a whisper from either political party.
Very, very true. Now, you say, well, why is the left so distraught? Because if you saw the debate, even with all the editing, even with the delays, CNN couldn't edit to make Biden look better. I mean, what you saw was a delayed signal of what they edited, and even editing the president, they could not make him sound better. So let's roll the first clip here, Joe Biden talking uncomfortably, which is the way he talks now.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I'm talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Then he goes on to calling Zelensky Putin. Roll this.
The compact says loudly and clearly, and now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin, you can beat President Putin. President Zelensky, I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President,
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Better? I don't know. You're a lying midget. That's what you are. Okay, so That was funny. I laughed. I watched that thing many times and laughed. Yes, Joe, saying I'm following my commander-in-chief. Roll this one.
Commander-in-chief, my chief of staff of the military, as well as Secretary of Defense and our intelligence chief.
Yes, Joe, saying Kamala is Vice President Trump. Roll this.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
So you want to know why they're frantic? Now, obviously, Biden's the one that actually said we have to get Trump in the crosshairs. You know, bullseye. He's trying to backtrack now and say, no, he meant to say that we need to target him politically. But let me tell you right now, all of the left. In actual fact, a Seattle reporter actually tweeted out right after Trump was shot, said, make America aim again. People have lost the plot. So when you can advocate the killing of enemies, so listen, somebody said, well, do you like Biden? No. Do you want him killed? No. I don't want him assassinated. I don't want Kamala assassinated. I don't want them in office. I don't want them killed. So I don't believe that people should be calling for the death of people. Well, let's just eliminate them or whatever, because you call for their elimination, you'll be eliminated too. So it's craziness going on right now. Now, I've got two videos I want to play from the World Economic Forum. So let's play the first one, if you would, please.
You concerned that Trump might be elected again?
I think it's very likely. Mm. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global group.
Al Gore, John Kerry, it is all such nonsense. Like, it really is nonsense. It's all a great big theme park. And in fact, they actually turned Davos into what is basically a globalist theme park, changing the shop fronts, putting up, you know, big corporate signs. It's like the griftiest place on earth, you know. It really is something to behold. And, you know, I heard it described during the week as being an exercise in trying to dehumanize us by digitization. And, you know, this sort of this concept of control, you know, it all looks quite sort of normal from the outset. People in suits standing around talking. It's like every terrible corporate strategic planning day you've ever been to, but it looks relatively normal. But in truth, what we're being told is exactly what you said in your editorial, that we know what's good for you. You don't know what's good for you, but we do, luckily. And they even refer to themselves in those terms, in that language. I think somebody last year used the term we elites.
Elites and special people with John Kerry. Yeah. I have to disagree with you, Senator, though, in one point. There's nothing normal about this. These people are not normal.
I said it looked normal, yeah, well, but it wasn't normal.
Okay, I stand corrected. Let's go, Senator. You've been talking about the perils of vaccine passports. They've belled the cat here, saying they essentially want a global register. We've heard them talk before about in order to travel, you'll have to comply with whatever jabs they want to throw out. What are the dangers?
Well, I mean, this is really the thrust of the whole exercise, hasn't it? It's been climate change and pandemics, and they really are the emergency trigger points that we're seeing now. And this is modern globalist politics now. It's using the emergency as a Trojan horse for control, really, I think. That's my view. And I think we are seeing that now. In fact, the World Health Organization, at a strangely coincidental time, are actually now working on amendments to the international health regulations, which are going to basically brick in control from top-down control on countries in their own pandemic responses. So this business about a digital ID, about surveillance, about digital passports and this sort of global health platform is, I think, becoming very clearly the plan. And we are seeing that now being openly stated by people like Tony Blair and others. This is about control, Corey. This is really about billionaires telling millionaires how to...
That's an Australian senator talking the truth. I want to play this clip right now. This is an imam in London speaking about what the plan is for the United Kingdom. And I just so you know, this is the plan. It's not only the communist takeover, it's Islam that's taken over in large areas of, well, London. Anyway, roll this.
A lot of Christians are leaving their faith, especially the young generation. The churches are emptying out. The Pew Research Center has shown that in the last 10 years, 28% of people have left church and became atheists or agnostic. They're not anymore impressed by the dogma that someone 2,000 years ago was crucified for their sins. They're searching for something that's more meaningful, that's consistent with science, and consistent with the principles that we know today. Islam is the answer for them. And we are jumping on the opportunities that as these churches empty out, instead of spending larger amounts of money to build our masjids, we are buying these churches. We bought 3 churches so far, converted them to masjids, and now we have one we are buying with the school to make it, because we have to serve the same people. People who were part of that community, one day they will be Muslims. So we'll make it into a masjid and an Islamic school for our children and their children, inshallah. 100 years ago, they invaded the Muslim world and they built missionary schools and destroyed Islamic schools and masjid. Today, we bring the favor back, turn their churches into masjids and their schools into Islamic schools, bring the light of Islam to here. We're able to buy ready-to-go institutions that have been there for a long time, but they emptied out. And now it is time to be filled with Muslims, with reverts, converts. This is an election year. But we're not going to be happy with either candidate. We have to be happy when Islam becomes the best candidate for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Islam the victory in this country, in our hearts, in our families, in our nation.
Wow. Roll the London clip. This is why I went to London, and you'll see. Roll it.
Say ye not, let it 4 months and then come at the harvest. He said, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look for the fields. They wind in the harvest. London, the fields are wind in the harvest. They don't want religion. They don't want tradition. They're looking for Jesus. And you've got to get full of him. You've got to get full of the fire, full of the anointing of the Spirit of God, and go outside the four walls of the church. Everywhere you go, the gospel will be heard. But it's not the Greek and the Hebrew that's going to change London, England. It's the simple gospel of Jesus that's going to change London. I prophesy over people here. God's going to raise you up supernaturally with his fire and with his anointing. And you're going to carry the gospel and it's going to run across Europe. It's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation.
So we mobilized the people to win souls, and then the last night, 10,500 people packed the XL, and I laid hands on everybody, prayed. I got out of the arena just after 2 o'clock in the morning. People are hungry. The UK is not done. God's not finished with the United Kingdom. God's surely not finished with the United States, and he's not finished with Europe. He's definitely not finished with Africa, and he's not finished with you. So when we come back, we'll be talking about some other things. This is a great time to be alive. It's just time to put your hand to the plow and get involved. and preach.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. If you don't get a high quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, we're up against it. This is the reason why I travel doing what I'm doing, going from nation to nation. We own a 300-city tour of the world. And just in the last year, we've hit 16 countries of Africa. And I want to play you a quick overview. And it was really because of Africa that I went to London. And, of course, we've got other doors open in Europe. We're going to be going back to Greece. We're going back to many other countries as well. And we'll be going back to London a year from now for part two of what we just did. And then, of course, there's certain big cities in America we're going to be hitting hard, Chicago being one of them. So already their planning is underway. I don't have dates on Chicago, but it's going to be a big thing. In Africa, we put millions and millions of dollars into it. We didn't, you know, you can't, the offerings, obviously, people give, but we bless churches and we help people. We you can run the ministry off of that. The same in England. Actually, in fact, out of 9 services, I received 2 offerings. That was it. And I told the British people, I didn't come here for your money. I came here to deliver a message. So let me show you what happened in Africa. That's actually, God used Africa to then spur me to go to the UK. And I'm very happy that we went. I feel very positive about the UK. Even with their new government, even with all the nonsense going on, even with the open borders, I feel very positive about it. Roll this clip, and then I'll tell you why.
The Lord said to me, run to the nations. He found me in Africa. He called me by name. He put his fire on me and he gave me a message. The Lord sent me here to tell you.
He's not forgotten you. He's heard your cry.
The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. And we've come to light fires here. That's going to bring a peace across this land. I take authority in the name of Jesus over any spirit of unrest that would stir up problems amongst people. I break every spirit of witchcraft. I break the power of the witch doctors. Speak the fire of God upon God's people to rise up and to set the people free. Africa's going to shine with the glory of God. That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We serve a God that is mighty to save, to heal,
to deliver. And his power will touch Africa. And shake every town and village. Africa will tremble and quake under the hand of God.
That's why we do what we do, and even have a weekly news program that's on Rumble every week, 28 minutes, 30 seconds. Somebody's griping at me on X platform because they said the clip I used about the World Economic Forum was a Trump supporter. What's that got to do with the price of eggs? You could be a Trump supporter and you could still state, I'm not saying he believed that, but he's stating everything that the World Economic Forum wants done, you jackass. So, you know, you can't even play a clip anymore. And then people got a nitpick on who, what, how, what the guy ate for breakfast and how many times he flushed the toilet. I mean, that's the problem. You know, these are supposed to be people that are actually for good, but they're even so divided. This is how the country is. So you got, well, I'm a conservative. You're not, because you attack your own. You're not conservative. You attack your own. Even anybody speaking up for the truth, you attack them. You nitpick. You're a bunch of nitpickers. You nitpick on every little thing. That's why some of you moan at Alex or you, this whatever. Just shut up. What are you doing? Other than some social media justice warrior tweeting on or Xing on X platform. As if anybody's listening to you. Come run with me to the nations and see how many people listen to you. I mean, people are crazy. That's the problem, you know, and maybe when Alex comes back, we could talk about it. But I see that amongst even the church is so divided. They attack one another. It doesn't matter. Oh, he's not preaching the true gospel. Okay, so you're preaching the true gospel? So let me show. Let's see what you're doing. Let's see how many churches you're planting, how many pastors you're raising up, how many people you're putting in the ministry. Come here to Tampa. I'll show you. I'll show you a university. I can take you around the world. I'll show you people raised up, planting churches, paying cash everywhere they go, taking care of themselves. I can show you the fruit. It's 44 years of ministry. We're sitting over 50 million decisions for Christ. Some people, I don't really believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. That's the problem. So you can't even unify. You can't even unify conservatives, because they're so nitpicky. They're so angry. So it's that way in the church. And then in the political realm, it's that way. Because that's the enemy's plan, divide and conquer. Well, I don't like the way you presented that. The bottom line is it's being presented. Everybody can think for themselves. Not everybody's as stupid as you are. It's like a chef cooking their version of curry and rice or whatever else. Well, I hate that. It doesn't matter. That's the way they cook. Anyway, it's pointless me ranting about some idiot commenting on nonsense. Get your head out of your rear end, man, and leave people alone that are actually doing something about what's taking place. Stop being adversarial. Yeah, you always got to nitpick anything. The same thing. Well, I don't agree with his doctrine. What's your doctrine? Do you even have a doctrine? What do you actually believe? What are you actually preaching? How many results are you getting? I don't show you results. We have thousands upon thousands of kids right here on the property right now in Youth and Kids Week. Right now. This is Youth and Kids Week. 13-year-olds, their lives are being turned 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And then the 3 to 5s and the 6 to 12s. Thousands of kids are right here on the property this week. I'm going to show you the fruit. The kids that came here didn't believe in God, didn't believe anything, didn't believe nothing. But their whole lives have been radically changed. We started Monday night, been going all day Tuesday, Wednesday. We still got tonight, whole of Thursday and Friday. You can go to revival.com, check out the pictures, follow me on my Instagram page, and you'll see all the stuff that we post, and you can see what we're doing. So I could show you the fruit. You know, I'm not going to sit and nitpick. Plus, this is America. You're entitled to your own opinion. But the vitriol is huge. People are angry. It's like people are just angry. It's either their way or the highway. And that's why they won't work. They won't even work a solution to any problem that's facing America in this hour. And the enemy's laughing. The enemy's laugh. He laughs. Churches in the UK divided. That's why I took the African churches of the UK. We pulled them together because at least they would work together. The other ones wanted to all nitpick. We passed them by. We just bypassed them. Now thousands of people are winning souls every single day in London. We're getting reports. The phone lines have been jammed. People said they've never been in a meeting like that. And many people were helped and their lives were touched and changed. So that's what's happening here this week, Youth and Kids Week. And then next week is our big fire conference. So if you're anywhere in America, you want to get on a plane, come be a part here. We have 2 meetings a day. And we start on Sunday morning, Sunday night, through the following Sunday morning, Sunday night. And also we're giving away scholarships to River University. We have over 600 students here. And we are mobilizing people to go and make a difference. We have a school of government. We have a Spanish school. We have a culinary institute. We have a law school. We've got many things going on. Somebody said, well, do you meet all the government requirements? No, we don't meet any of the government requirements. We're not interested in government requirements. We're not looking for their sanction. We don't take anything from the government. We pay our own way. Thank you so much. We don't receive any funding from the government. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. So that was something that I did find when we were in the UK and even in Africa, I saw some of the divisiveness amongst certain sectors, how the enemy had really come in and divided them so that they couldn't get together because they couldn't even talk because they already preconceived ideas. That's why I said when I first came on the show and I said, I told Alex when he was on with me, I said, we're going to give J.D. Vance the benefit of the doubt. And I've got a couple of flags, red flags, concern me, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'll let you know as this thing progresses. So we'll see what happens. But we have to pray for America. We have to pray for our country. We have to pray for President Trump. We have to pray even for Biden and Kamala, whether you like to or not. And we have to pray that God's perfect plan and will be done. And then when we do that, we can pray that God wreak total confusion in the camp of the wicked, that he pulls the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots, that he sets the enemy back, and that the kingdom of God prevails above all wickedness, all powers of darkness, and everything that we're up against. So it's very, very important to that. And then mobilize everybody. When you see the numbers mobilized, those are people that have committed. They've raised their hand and say, Pastor, I'm going to share Jesus with one person a day, every day, until the day Jesus comes to take me home. So that's what we talk about, mobilization. And every place we go, we leave behind teams of people. When we went to London now, we had 64 teams flying in from around the world to come and help us win souls on the streets. And because of the meetings, 2 meetings a day, they only went out for an hour. Thousands were saved on the streets of London. And then since we've left in the past 2 weeks, they're out on the streets. We're getting texts all the time, calls coming in. I just prayed with 20 people to accept Christ. And churches are really excited. The churches that got on board with us are very excited. So I challenge the churches of the UK. You've got to mobilize your people politically to make a difference. Otherwise, if you don't, Islam is taken over. And you have to mobilize them in the financial realm so that you have the resources. If you don't have the resources, how are you going to fund anything that, of what you're doing? That's why here at the River, we're raising up business. We have a whole thing called Kingdom Business Fellowship where people are raised up. We're raising up millionaires to fund the end time harvest and to get involved in godly causes and to make a difference on this earth. And then raising up people in government. And so we've got a lot of people, that godly people that are in government. Not all government's bad, but government, as Alex will even tell you, is local. It starts local, then it goes statewide, then goes nationally. So this is very, very important. And, you know, some states are far gone. And I'm not saying God can't turn them around. A great awakening will do that, flip everything around, change the hearts of the people back to God. But in essence, when you look at America and you see how divided it is and you see that they're total communist states, and then you see other states where it's not like that at all. So God's hand's still on America. People need to be encouraged. And that's what I saw in the UK. I saw groups of people that just said, we won't bow. And I saw that amongst my African brothers and sisters who had come from Zimbabwe, from Botswana, from Lesotho, from Ghana, from Mauritius, Madagascar and Kenya, Uganda, Nigeria, who just said, no, we're not bowing. And we here in the UK, God sent us here. Or many of them were born there. So they are African Brits, if you can put it that way. And they say, we're not allowing Islam to take over. We're not going to allow communism to take over. We're going to make a difference. So when I was in England now, I actually was greatly encouraged just by walking around, talking to people, meeting the leadership. We met hundreds. We probably had about 2,500 pastors out of the whole group that came through for the 9 meetings. And many said thank you. And then all the Europeans, people that flew in from Germany and from Holland and France and just all across the whole of Scandinavia, amazing. And they just tell me, Pastor, we didn't bow our knee. We didn't take the shot. We don't believe any of the stuff. We're fighting for freedom and liberty in our country. And they told us, everybody told us, said, we're praying for America. We're praying that God intervene. I said, well, thank you. And when I announced that we're going to go to Chicago, many said, we're flying in. Tell us what week. We're going to bring teams from across Europe. So people are concerned. The Europeans and the UK, very concerned for America, very concerned for the future of America. So it was quite funny because on the 4th of July, which we were there, I told them, you know, we guys whipped you guys. And, of course, they all looked at me. And we got our independence from you. But then you didn't know this. You guys came and took us back. And they all looked at me, what do you mean? I said, yeah, you did through the private central banks, which a lot of people wouldn't understand, that London is the financial capital of the world, and everything is still run out of London. That's where the fake dossier came from. That's where all of the nonsense around the world still comes out of London, England. That's the way it is. So, but I felt one of the things that was so true, if you look at the history of the United Kingdom and you see how many times it was totally far gone, yet God kept flipping the thing around, kept turning the United Kingdom around. And what happened in the 1800s and what took place, even 1700s or 1600s, if you look back in UK history. And then you look at America and you see how far gone America really was, even with the colonies. And then the Company of Virginia, which people don't know, is run by the House of Lords. And that's a lot of the slavery that was going on. Of course, they thought they were going to land and find gold. They didn't until they moved more out west. So they started producing tobacco. And, of course, they tried to enslave the Native American Indians. Well, they just escaped. They knew how to live on the land. So they had to bring British people in here. And so they brought in 10,000 a year for probably 200 years and picked up urchins off the streets. They emptied the prisons. Of course, all this is denied now. Even in our history, they say, oh, probably 1,000 immigrants. There were not. There were hundreds of thousands of people that actually helped build America. And it's actually America's forgotten history. It's America's rewritten history. And it's people just denied, no, it didn't really happen. It didn't happen. England said it didn't happen, but it did. Because there's documents of all of this stuff taking place. So, but that's the story of the world, isn't it? And so, people set out for king and country. People set out for their religion, to claim the land, show up with the flag, stick it there. There's people living there, whatever. So I work amongst tribal people. I work amongst nations. We've been in 96 countries of the world. So you, when you travel like I do, you talk to people, talk to presidents, talk to prime ministers, talk to kings, to chiefs, to leaders, rulers. You begin to see a different story. And I've been doing this a long, long time. So the Lord's given me insight into how the planet works and how it functions. And then you realize that everything coming out of the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the IMF, the International Bank of Settlements, all of this stuff, the Bank of England, London School of Finance, it's all manipulation. And then the media, all controlled by six corporations. It's nothing more than propaganda. I mean, even Fox News the other day, I put it on, just was watching something to do with the RNC, and after half an hour of it, I told my wife, let me switch that thing off. It's just like over and over. It's incessant propaganda. It's just like I'd rather have four root canals without Novocaine, without any anesthetic, than sit and listen to Fox, let alone CNN. I mean, and CNN has no viewership, yet everybody's worried about what CNN has to say. Nobody's even watching it. So, thank God for alternative news sources. Thank God for InfoWars. And Alex been beating the drum for many, many years. And I want to really encourage you, support InfoWars. Really support Alex. Alex, as you know, we're praying for you. God deliver you out of all this nonsense and all the stuff that's taking place. And, you know, every time I come on InfoWars, people are messaging me. I've even had people text me on my phone number. I never gave them my phone number. CIA, gooks. You know, trying to, oh, well, you need to back off of this. I ain't backing off of nothing, Jack. I'm not backing off of anything. Let me say, we're watching you. Oh, it's fine. I'm watching you. And beyond that, God's watching you. So, I'm doing what God's called me to do. You do what God's called you to do. You stand before Him on that day, and I'll stand before Him the same way. Without fear, with a pure heart, clean hands, and a pure heart, because that's what it's going to take. So I really want to encourage you. God's not finished with America. God's not finished with the United Kingdom. He's not finished with Africa, and He's going to use you in a powerful way. Let me just pray this way. Father, thank You for the people that have been watching today. I pray that You'll mobilize them and that they'll make an eternal difference for the kingdom of heaven. Thank You that the gospel shall go out and shall go into the schools and the primary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, university campuses of America, and that You'll use each and every person to bring about an eternal difference. Thank You, thank You, thank You for saving people today. Thank You for healing people today on this program, and thank You for setting the captives free. And thank You for the privilege of getting the truth out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we
we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Doing is very important, and we're here to take historic action to defend American students and American values. They've been under siege. In a few moments, I will be signing an executive order to protect free speech on college campuses. Just the thought of it sounds good.
This is devastating to the globalists. It is beautiful. It's going to get challenged, but you can't be a public higher education facility. We're supposed to have free open debate of ideas, and they're calling for book burning. They're banning people coming and speaking, and we have been on Trump's tail to make the racketeering, to make the cartels that are bragging on TV and on podcast, the heads of Google, the heads of Twitter, the heads of Facebook, the head of YouTube, that, oh, we're going to censor everybody. We're going to shut people up. We don't want our 13-year-old sons, you know, listening to Alex Jones or Ben Shapiro. These are quotes.
My son, who's 13 years old, started watching Ben Shapiro videos, and he's like the gateway drug to the next group, and then it goes right to Jordan Peterson, then it goes down, and in three clicks, he was at neo-Nazi stuff. It was, like, astonishing, and then I had to listen to it at dinner.
Ben Shapiro's going to meet the community guidelines, so I don't think you're suggesting that we remove him from the platform, are you?
I would, but I can't. No,
okay.
But you know, last time I saw you, I was like, get Alex Jones off that platform, and you're like, well, the community guidelines, and then you got him.
No, he's not on the platform.
I know, so I was right, but that's enough.
Cut young people some slack, she argues.
We need to extend grace and forgiveness because young people need to be able to screw up.
But based on what I see in my news feeds, young people look more like cancelers than the canceled.
Straight white boys being racist.
This is transphobic harassment.
You were not listening. You were disgusting.
The assumption is that your generation is on board with cancel culture.
It is true that younger Americans tend to be more pro-cancel culture. Millennials have the most positive view, and as you get older, it goes lower and lower and lower. But Gen Z completely switches that around. Only 8% have a positive view of it, and that's because if you're a young person who grows up in a graceless society, you're always looking behind your back, you see your peers and friends torn down on social media, then of course you're not going to want to live in a world like that.
As technology evolves, we need to build up societal immunity around information manipulation. Because research has shown that pre-bunking is much more successful than debunking.
Today we issue for the first time preliminary findings under the Digital Services Act. In our view, ACTS does not comply with the DSA in key transparency areas by using dark patterns and thus misleading users, by failing to provide an adequate ad repository, and by blocking access to data for researchers. The DSA has transparency at its very core, and we are determined to ensure that all platforms, including X, comply with EU legislation.
They just want to come to America, these globalists, and their third world populations, and basically conquer us, and then suck dry the goose that lays the golden eggs. The very same globalists have already exploited and oppressed the third world, and now they're here pushing their attack on the First Amendment. And that's why you've seen George Soros Fund through Media Matters, through the other law firms, all these fake lawsuits against us. You've seen all these incredible fake headlines, taking out of context or editing what I've said, so that I'm saying incredibly insane things like there's secret Martian bases with slaves. I never said that. So that they can then say, oh, he needs to be taken off the air. So first it's Apple, and then it's Google, and then it's YouTube, and now it's thousands of other conservatives and libertarians.
The guise of speech codes and safe spaces and trigger warnings, these universities have tried to restrict free thought, impose total conformity, and shut down the voices of great young Americans like those here today. It's great people. All of that change is starting right now. We're dealing with billions and billions and billions of dollars.
It's ridiculous that it's gotten to this point. Universities are supposed to be marketplaces of ideas. They should be encouraging free speech, not shutting it down. And speech is not free when university officials put conditions on student speech. The only permit we need to speak on campus is the First Amendment.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your fourth hour host today for the next 54 minutes before the great Owen Schroyer takes over in studio. Broadcast the best about everything new in the world today in light of this assassination attempt on President Trump. He's been doing a really good job lately. He always does a good job, but the last 30 days or so, the war room has been on fire. So I highly encourage everyone to stay tuned for that as well. And where do I begin? I mean, Alex did a great job of covering everything. Really, the last few days, he's done a great job. And most importantly, I think he's emphasized the importance of focusing on what comes next and who is really behind this. And they can say all they want to say about this lone shooter, about whether he was a registered Republican or not. I see Harry Sisson posting his little sissy videos about how he had Trump signs in his yard, apparently, and they can try to make it look like this is a right-wing extremist. And if that doesn't work, then they can try to make it look like this shooter was a left-wing extremist, perhaps an involuntary celibate who was taken up by Antifa. If you looked at his Instagram account before it was taken down, it had the zip code, Butler, Pennsylvania. And then the word Antifa, 16001, I believe, Antifa. So this is a left-wing extremist, an Antifa extremist, an anti-fascist extremist. And remember, Antifa was responsible for so much in the summer of love after the George Floyd death. We saw protest after protest after protest of city burn after city burn after city burn. They set the White House guard tower on fire. They burned down police precincts where the police were evacuating, sometimes using armored vehicles
while Kamala Harris and her ilk were bailing them out of prison if they were ever arrested so that they would be allowed to vote and others would be encouraged to engage in the same maniacal behavior, because after all, she is maniacal. She's the definition of a maniac with that crazy cackle that she has. And then we know, most importantly, how embedded Antifa was on January 6th. I put to you right now, guys, J13 was everything they said J6 was. J13 is the new J6, but this time it was on the left, and this time they tried to assassinate the President of the United States instead of simply shooting innocent, unarmed Trump protesters like Ashley Babbitt, poor woman, and her family. But remember how embedded Antifa was on January 6th. Not only was Antifa actually engaged in taking down barricades, opening doors, things of that nature, but there were Antifa leaders that were inside filming when Ashley Babbitt herself was killed. So we know that Antifa was there on January 6th, and the feds were there on January 6th, the likes of Ray Epps screaming, "We need to go into the Capitol! We need to go into the Capitol!" And we know Antifa was there dressed wearing MAGA hats, pretending to be Trump supporters just to make things look bad. I mean, there's footage of people just whacking the door, ramming the door over and over again with a barricade that had a Trump flag over it. Behavior you would never see at any Trump rally, any MAGA rally, any pro-patriotic event. It's abundantly obvious for anybody who's studied politics at all, even over the course of the last couple of years, that Antifa was intimately involved in January 6th. And I put to you right now that Antifa was intimately involved in J13. And I'm not just trying to write this off as an Antifa thing, because I fundamentally, at my core, believe that Antifa, similar to Patriot Front, is a Fed operation. Yes, there are radicals that are not Feds involved. Yes, there are radicals embedded that are not Feds. But the Feds are certainly involved and embedded in Antifa. I mean, anybody who's watched the movie Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp, it's a famous movie, absolutely outstanding mafia movie based on the true story of an undercover cop, an undercover Fed, infiltrating the mafia, setting up his compatriots, his friends, other mob members after ingratiating himself. I mean, this is somebody who infiltrated the mafia, got involved, and actually participated in crimes for months, if not years, to earn the trust of the mob targets that the feds were going after, and then finally was able to pin all of them and then escape with his family into witness protection forever after that. Donnie Brasco, look it up. Several incredible scenes from that movie. In fact, I'd like the crew to look up a couple of scenes from Donnie Brasco if you have a chance. There's the scene where they're at the Japanese restaurant, which would be an amazing scene to show. And then there's the Fugazi scene at the beginning when he ingratiates himself with Al Pacino. And maybe one or two other notable scenes as well. But this is what the Fed has done to all of these other organizations, whether it's Patriot Front or Antifa or the Mafia. If you think that they're just trying to infiltrate the Mafia or Patriot Front or right-wing organizations, they're infiltrating the left-wing organizations as well. And they orchestrate and catalyze this behavior in order to manifest and accomplish their political agenda, which is as much martial law as possible over the American people in the total conglomeration of all political power worldwide for the sake of the globalist elite. It's simple as that. And so if Antifa and the Feds were involved in conjunction with one another and actually working together for the same goal on January 6th, and if this shooter was some lone, involuntarily celibate Antifa nut, and simultaneously we have all these reports, very credible reports, that the Secret Service was told to stand down, ordered to stand down, that Cheadle is obviously lying about the reason why there wasn't a Secret Service officer on the roof, saying that it was because it was sloped, even though we have footage of other roofs with Secret Service officers on them with steeper slopes of the same day on the same event. Then all of the pieces add up, and the only picture that makes sense, the only way the puzzle pieces fit together correctly, is to form the image that this was a deep state hijacking of Secret Service. This was a deep state hijacking of Antifa to to catalyze the attempted assassination of the President of the United States. Let's go straight to clip number three here. This is Secret Service Kim Cheadle gaslights us during an interview with CNN about President Trump's beefed up protection. Clip number three.
Was every element, every part of his, from the intelligence to the counter-assault team to the detail agents, the shift agents, I mean every element top to bottom of the advance in the operation, was every element increased after you learned of this credible threat?
What we increased was what we felt was appropriate for the former president and for that particular event on that day. We have been increasing the assets and the resources and the staffing that we have been providing to the former president since he was a presidential candidate and then the presumptive nominee, if that's what I can tell you.
That sounds like a no.
I am not saying a no at all. I'm saying that we have continued to increase the resources that we've been providing.
What is she talking about? And we've got Bongino, who's perhaps one of the most credible sources as far as Secret Service is concerned. Clip number nine saying that an unimpeachable source says Secret Service sloped roof excuse is a lie. Let's run clip nine.
Showing Tucker some material from an unimpeachable source, let's just say, on the matter. That post, according to my source, that roof was supposed to be a police post. It was supposed to be someone there. They're now making up excuses, saying the pitch or the roof. My source says to me they no one knows why the post didn't show up. But so that's a nonsense story they're putting out in the media. And I was also told that the Secret Service director has been given instructions from the administration and the DHS secretary. If you want to keep your job, you'll keep your mouth shut about this. They're not putting that out there. But if you get those site post logs and those police instructions and there was a post on there and they didn't show up and no one checked, someone could have got your dad killed within millimeters.
Absolutely unbelievable there. Meanwhile, we have the left simply downplaying this as much as possible. We know that for 8 hours on Saturday, they refused to refer to it as an assassination. The president of the United States, Joe Biden himself, refused to refer to it as an assassination attempt. He said, I have an opinion, but I'm not going to say that now until more evidence comes out. What more evidence do you need other than the president getting his ear blown off on live television in front of everyone? This is clip number six of Biden calling the attempted assassination of Trump not appropriate. Run six.
But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. I mean, everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I'm able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. But so far, it appears he's doing well, number one. Number two, that they're thoroughly investigating what happened to anyone else in the audience. We have some reports, but not final reports. And every agency in the federal government, I'm going back to my phone to speak with the federal agencies that are being put together again to give me an updated briefing. Has anything happened? They learned any more in the last couple hours. So thank you very much, and I hope I get to speak to them tonight, and I'll get back to you if I do.
Look, folks, you've got three lives. First, they try to cancel you. Then they try to imprison you. And if that doesn't work, they try to kill you. Dr. Ben Carson here in clip number 18 highlights this perfectly in just 30 seconds. Let's watch it right now.
Let me tell you the weapons that they use. First, they tried to ruin his reputation. And he's more popular now than ever. And then they tried to bankrupt him. And he's got more money now than he had before. And then they tried to put him in prison. And he's freer and has made other people free with him. And then last weekend they tried to kill him. And there he is over there alive and well.
There you go, folks. His three lives. Apparently Donald Trump, by God's grace, literally by God's grace, actually has a fourth life. Hopefully he has 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 lives. Because this is not the last time that they're going to try to take his life. Now he's more of a threat to them than ever. And I've seen these reports. They're very bizarre reports coming out from leftists on Twitter. Where the Biden campaign and others and 538.com is posting that Biden is actually up in the polls. There is no way after his disastrous debate performance at the end of June, coupled with all of the coverage of this assassination attempt on Saturday, coupled again with the absolutely, for lack of a better term, badass response to being shot in the face when he stood up with blood on his face and just yelled fight, fight, fight 3 times, pumping his fist in the air. There is no way that in the last 2 weeks, Joe Biden has gone ahead in the polls against Donald Trump, and they're just going to try to rig this again. They're just going to try to fix this again. Keep in mind, folks, that before this assassination attempt took place on Saturday, the conversation was centered solely around whether or not Joe Biden would even stay in the race. He was performing so abysmally. His own party in droves, whether it was Hollywood's George Clooney or other Democratic leaders, were turning against him and then backpedaling and then turning him against him again. I mean, his own party is split against him, where you have major leaders of the Democratic Party coming out and saying, this is a disaster, he needs to step down. You have leftist influencers on social media coming out and saying he needs to step down if he wants to care about his legacy, if he truly cares about the country, he needs to step down. And you're telling me that somehow, amid his own party being divided against him, amid his own terrible performance in this debate at the end of June, and then in the context of this incredible assassination attempt thwarted, the president-elect, presumed to be President Trump, being shot in the face, coming up and saying fight, fight, fight three times in front of a crowd, you're telling me that Joe Biden went up in the polls? No way. The polls are not just mistaken, folks. The polls are lies. And this was the case in 2016. Remember how all the polls, 538 and others, 538 was made famous by Nate Silver because it accurately predicted, I think, who was going to win the World Series, like at the beginning of the baseball season or something like that. It had some amazing sports projection, which made everybody just mind blown at its accuracy. The way that it takes all of the polls all over the country and then it pits them against one another, and using sophisticated AI algorithms, it's able to determine the likelihood of any given outcome, whether it's in a sports game or whether it's in a political race. And I think it got all of the states except for one accurate in the 2012 election or something like that. And so 538 has become one of the most credible sources of projections on the internet over the years. But it's been wrong time and time again in recent years. And the question is, why is that? Well, because now the polls are hijacked. It's given false, phony, fake data. So it makes these projections, the leftists say, oh, esteemed Nate Silver's 538 predicts that 54 out of 100 times in all of its projections of how things could play out, Donald Trump loses the election to Joe Biden. Yeah, because all of the source data is total BS. All of the polls are lies. They said Hillary was going to win. She lost. And they're saying Joe Biden's going to win. He's going to lose. There's no way. Now, we shouldn't rest on our laurels. A lot of people are wanting to take a back seat and say, look, this isn't that big of a deal. Now it's given that we're going to win. No, no, no. Never take victory for granted. It's not over until the fat lady sings. The deal isn't closed until the money's in the bank, and the election isn't won until it's called. Frankly, the election isn't won until Inauguration Day, the way things have been going the last several election cycles. Because it's going to be contesting and recounting and Supreme Court rulings and court filings. They're going to fight harder than Donald Trump even fought at the end of the 2020 election to ensure that he can't get into office after this election. You think they're going to just let it go after it's called the next day on CNN? No way. But what's really sickening to me is we've seen members of the right come out and call for censorship. Destiny, of course, the omni-liberal on social media, is a famous video game streamer and debater for the left. He's obnoxious and rude. He debated Alex Jones here in studio with the Krasenstein clones, who are actually very nice people, even though I disagree with most of what they say. Almost all of what they say, they're very kind people. Destiny is not. Destiny's just a jerk. And he, in a similar fashion to Sam Harris, has obviously had a mental breakdown since Saturday. And I think this all started when his wife left him after, you know, he bragged for years about having an open marriage and she left him. And my heart goes out to him, actually. I genuinely feel bad for him. But he had a meltdown after Saturday, probably as in response to this personal stuff that's going on. I think it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he was doing things like making fun of Corey Comparatore, the gentleman who was killed defending, protecting his own family when a stray bullet struck him. I don't even know if it was a stray bullet. It's possible the shooter was aiming for bystanders as well. It's probably likely. And he's been posting post after post after post, literally just making fun of this man who was killed, protecting his own family. Then he said, if any of you MAGA creeps or freaks or losers or retards dies at a Trump rally, I'm going to make fun of you on Twitter the next day. I'm going to make fun of you on social media the next day. And he's been kicked off of the platform he uses, Kick. And he's been demonetized, apparently, on Twitter temporarily. because he's been mocking the death of innocent people at these events. And people are calling for him to be canceled, but we cannot become the left in response to this injustice that we're faced. I think that Vivek Ramaswamy said it best at the RNC. This is clip number 19. He says, we are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. Let's run clip number 19.
Because you know what? Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. That too is what it means to be an American. And you know what? If you're at home and you disagree with everything I just said, our message to you is this. We will still defend to the death your right to say it, because that is who we are as Americans. We are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. We do not have to be ancient Rome. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We can still be a nation in our ascent. A nation whose best days, not in some fake politician way, but in a true way, a nation whose best days are actually still ahead of us. Still on our way to that shining city on a hill, that country where no matter who you are, or where your parents came from, or what your skin color is, how long your last name is, that you will still get ahead in this country with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what won us the American Revolution. That is what reunited us after the Civil War. That is what won us two world wars and the Cold War. That is what still gives hope to the free world. And if we can revive that dream over group identity and victimhood and grievance, then nobody in the world, not a nation, not a corporation, not a virus, not China, is going to defeat us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about. And that is what we will revive this November.
Nails it right there. And with people like Destiny or other leftists who are mocking or saying just the most offensive things possible in light of this death of their candidate's candidacy, basically, on Saturday. That assassination wasn't really an assassination of Donald Trump, but it ended up being an assassination of the Biden campaign, in my opinion. They're saying some of the most offensive, just atrocious things that I've ever seen. Mocking the innocent bystanders just for being there because they're dead. Saying things like, oh, I wish that the shooter wouldn't have missed. I mean, this famous example of Tenacious D being on tour with Jack Black and his co-host or his co-bandmate Kyle on stage, and Kyle says he wished for his birthday that the shooter wouldn't miss next time, and they had to suspend their tour. But I don't want these people canceled. I don't want them demonetized. I want them dueled. And in Texas, under Penal Code 22.06, you can lawfully duel anyone, not with weapons that are deadly, not to the death, not inflicting serious bodily injury. But I call out to the Omni-Liberal. I call out to Destiny. Obviously, after all the debates you've been in, some of them you've won, some of them you've been absolutely mowed down, like the one that you had with Jordan Peterson or the one you had with Alex Jones, frankly, for that matter. Obviously, debate isn't doing it. So I challenge you to a duel. I challenge you to a lawful duel, not to the death, no extreme violence. We can wear gloves. We can have money be donated to kids with cancer. I don't care. But I think that we just need to duke it out like the boxing scene from Cool Hand Luke. I think we've gotten to the point where our differences cannot be settled with reason because both sides have just gotten totally unreasonable. It's all emotional now. It's all irrational now. So why don't we just meet in the yard at noon on Saturday and duke it out? Put up your fists and let's duke it out. Of course, when I challenged him to this duel on social media this week, it got over 100,000 likes between two tweets, and he immediately blocked me, saying that he didn't want to duel with pistols to the death, even though I cited Texas Penal Code 2206, which explicitly states that it's not with deadly weapons. So he's obviously just being a giant pussy. And I challenge him to a duel. I've challenged Harry Sisson to a duel. No response as well. I think we need to start fighting these people consensually, legally, in Texas, where it's protected by law. We just need to duke it out and box it out, because debate's not working, folks. Conversation isn't working. I think we need to start legally, peacefully, consensually, throwing fists. Folks, we're coming up on a break, And in the next 30 minutes, we're going to get into more news and unpack some of these articles. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get products like ashwagandha with black pepper. This is organic ashwagandha with black pepper. Speaking of Vivek Ramaswamy, the Indians have been using ashwagandha for millennia because of its amazing health benefits, developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function, clarity, and increased feelings of well-being. Get organic ashwagandha with black pepper at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And if you're thinking about getting in a duel, but you have a little bit of rust in your joints, I highly recommend Joint Relief Max. Joint Relief Max is an advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health. Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's more important now than ever that you support this network, that you support this broadcast, Alex Jones and his family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the remaining 27 minutes of this broadcast before the great Owen Schroyer takes over on the War Room. Make sure you stay tuned for that. His coverage has been astoundingly good over the course of the last 30 days, especially since this assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday. I want to show this clip 21 of Nikki Haley at the RNC saying Donald Trump has my strongest endorsement, period, and then we'll unpack it on the other side. Go ahead and run clip number 21.
My fellow Republicans, President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity. It was a gracious invitation, and I was happy to accept. I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
You know, good of her to do that, but she's totally full of it, and I think in the back of her mind, she knows that on Saturday she missed her shot, because she likely would have been the candidate, her or DeSantis, at an open convention had that assassination been successful. And I'm pleased that in the name of unity she's come together and endorsed, but she is totally CIA swamp crap. And I understand that at the highest levels of politics, you got to play some ball and you got to have people speak. You don't really want to have speak, and you got to cater to the base here and there, and you got to pick this person VP for this reason or whatever. And I'm not bashing J.D. Vance. I'm just saying I understand the way that the politics operate at the highest levels like that. But I just can't wait for the day to come that all of these swamp creatures are eradicated from the Republican Party. I don't even care if the Republican Party only has 25% of the support of the American people. If it's pure, that is going to be such an amazing, radical feeling of empowerment. I mean, imagine a purified Republican Party, a Republican Party that's gone through the crucible, all of the impurities just removed in scorched flame, to the point where it's just America first incessantly, insistently. That will be an amazing day. But Tucker Carlson had an amazing response. He was asked how the attempted assassination on Trump changed this election. Let's run clip number 22 and unpack that.
I find it thrilling.
Tucker, the past 24 hours has been wild. The amount of news. How did the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump change this election?
Well, Trump won when that happened, because he displayed physical courage. And, you know, if you live in a society where people are literally dating by remote, virtually, and working virtually, you can kind of lose touch with the physical reality of life. But the unchanging truth is that leadership requires courage, and not just abstract courage, moral courage, but physical courage. You know, someone starts shooting a rifle. Like, are you going to wet yourself and start crying and run away? Or are you going to stand up and look at your people and raise your fist and say, fight? And very few people are capable of doing that. And he is. And therefore, he wins. Because that supersedes all this nonsense that we talk ourselves into believing is important. No, the guy got shot in the face. He stood up with blood streaming down the side of his head, blood on his hands, and said, fight. Totally defiant. That's an act of undeniable courage that was not staged. You couldn't stage that. And that man is the leader, and he wins. And by the way, notice what happens to everyone in the crowd. When a leader is strong, his people are calm. His
now,
courage gives them
despite
heart.
The fact that leftists in other polls and 538 and others, as I mentioned, are saying that Trump is behind in this election, and 54 out of 100 simulations. Joe Biden wins this election. We do have current CNN projections showing that DJT is winning by a landslide. This is clip number 23. And we'll unpack this on the other side, what this means for what the deep state is going to do next. Go ahead and run this.
This is our current CNN projection of where we are now. And look at this. If Donald Trump won, what we have here, dark red states, solid Republican. Light red states, leaning Republican. If he won just those right there, he would already have the path to 270. He'd have 272 electoral votes. Look what is different. We have Wisconsin as a toss-up. We have Pennsylvania as a toss-up. Two critical states for Joe Biden. Michigan right now, another critical state for Biden, leaning Republican. Georgia, a state Biden flipped, leaning Republican. Arizona, a toss-up state. That was a state Biden flipped. Nevada, a state he won, leaning Republican. This is the dire strait for Joe Biden right now on the first night of the Republican convention. Tomorrow is 16 weeks to Election Day. 16 weeks from tomorrow, we count the votes. It is tough to change a map like this in that amount of time. And here's why Democrats are so worried, why so many Democrats are saying, Mr. President, please reconsider and get out of this race. Because right now, Trump is leading here. And Trump is leading here, narrowly, but he's ahead in those states. Trump is leading here. That's 312 electoral votes. Trump is leading in this Nebraska congressional district. Let me change it that way. Nebraska does it by congressional district. That's 313 electoral votes. And Democrats are warning that Trump may not be well ahead. It may still be margin of error. It might be a tie. But right now, Trump is competitive here. That's blue Virginia. That's blue New Hampshire. So the warnings to the White House are, Donald Trump could conceivably, if the current dynamics in the race hold, get 330 or more electoral votes. That's what they believe.
Absolutely unbelievable. And we see Joy Reid, host of Read Between the Lies, saying that Trump shouldn't be allowed to play the victim. Let's watch this. 24.
Universal kind of reaction that I'm getting, whether it's civilians or, you know, professionals, is really a deep concern and lack of confidence in not us at this table or us at MSNBC, but us as the media writ large. And a fear that what's going to happen now is that the Republican Party will do what they do. They're in the middle of a campaign. They're, you know, the convention started today. But the media will acquiesce to trying to convince people that the things they've been experiencing for the last, you know, 5-6 years didn't happen. That the greatest purveyor and promoter of political violence, really, you know, since anyone can remember, since George Wallace, I think, you know, that we just haven't experienced that kind of open, you know, sort of citing or sort of incitement of violence or sort of luxuriating in the idea of violence. It's just not something we're used to anymore in American politics. And then we had to get used to that being a thing. And people are concerned and expressing concern that we won't be the guardians of memory. And that we will allow Donald Trump, as he is, you know, bathed in the glory and grandeur of his party, to rewrite himself as both a hero and a victim, that people who are the most vulnerable to not just the things he's done, but the things he's promising to do, and that that will then happen without a guardian saying, wait, stop, and then the media will acquiesce to this rewrite. And the people that I've been talking to don't accept the rewrite.
What a wicked, wicked, nasty woman. I mean, Joy Reid, oh, totally lacking in talent, educated far beyond her intelligence, totally incapable of uttering a word of truth, entirely filled with unreasonable levels of hatred. I mean, there's a time to feel hatred. There's a time to express hatred. I'm not talking about hate speech or hate crimes or anything like that, but there's a time when hate is justified and you have to respond to evil with hate. It's not a sin to be hateful in the right moment, but she is so irrationally, unreasonably hateful that all of her judgment has been totally clouded by the dark side of the force. I mean, she is just a maniacal, evil, wretched, wicked, nasty woman. And after she was criticized for having the Trump wig, it was like it occurred to her for the first time that she was wearing Donald Trump's hair. She immediately takes off the wig and does this new Amber Rose look. And goes on air and she said, posted video after video for the last several weeks about how terrible Trump is and in his hatefulness and how Joe Biden, it doesn't matter if he's even lost his mind entirely because he's surrounded by a team of good people and Donald Trump is a convicted felon. And then she's just walking back this assassination attempt as if everyone is a victim of it except for the person who was shot in the face or except the people who were shot and killed or injured in the event itself. I mean, I cannot fathom of anyone that's so lost in the abyss of just outer space, flying by the gravitational pull of Satan's black hole, then Joy Reid, this piece of trash, garbage human being, has nothing to do with her race, her sexuality, whatever it is, or her gender. I mean, I don't care about any of that. It's just because she is a terrible, rotten person. I mean, regardless of any of her other immutable characteristics, she has made the decision to be an evil retard. Just like so many of these people on the left, that's what's so sickening and despicable about them. They have actually decided to be evil retards. And I'm sorry to use that term. I know it's offensive to some. I never use it to describe people that are actually mentally handicapped or mentally challenged or impaired in any way. But Joy Reid has made the decision to be retarded. Therefore, the word is more appropriate than any other word. Those who decide to be retards, be condemned by God himself, I pray. Joy Reid falls directly into that category. And let's look. Let's just look at one example. Clip number one here. Trans person admits most hate comes from within herself. Let's run this.
There's so much trans hate in the fucking world. Sorry. There's so much trans hate in the world right now, and I'm so done with it. And pride just means that we are unabashedly happy just to be alive.
Yeah. Anna, where do you personally feel that that hate is coming from?
Most places, but especially the government.
And in your own life, where would you say that you feel the hate the most?
I feel like I kind of internalize a lot of the hate, so it feels like it mostly comes from myself at this point because...
There you go. That's where it's all starting. And speaking of trans issues... Michael Schellenberger, the governor of America's largest and richest state, has just signed a law that puts 10 million children and adolescents in grave danger of medical mistreatment. This is clip number 7 here. I want to run this and talk a little bit on the other side about Elon Musk apparently moving all of his companies out of California specifically in response to this type of legislation, which can literally steal your children from you and then give them hormone therapy, give them transition therapy, and leave you just waiting by the side of the road, hoping and praying to God that there's some sort of semblance of your child left on the other side of this. Let's go ahead and run the clip.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike Schellenberger for Public. I'm afraid I have some terrible news. The governor of America's largest and richest state has just signed a law that puts 10 million children and adolescents in grave danger of medical mistreatment. The media headlines are all wrong. They claim that California Governor Gavin Newsom's new law protects children by stopping public schools from outing their gender to their parents. In fact, it does just the opposite of that. This new law makes children vulnerable to irreversible and lifelong medical abuse and mistreatment. And it's all based on a pseudoscientific idea that some children are born into the wrong bodies and that we can change a person's sex through drugs and surgery. Now, for any of this to make sense, you have to understand what's happening right now in Britain. Several years ago, the government there appointed a well-respected pediatrician named Hilary Cass to investigate whether it was ethical to block the puberty of children, give them opposite-sex hormones, and perform surgeries on their bodies in an effort to make them feel better about their gender. Dr. Cass came back a few weeks ago and said, no, absolutely not. Around the same time, the British government banned puberty blockers nationwide. And just a few days ago, the new Labour Party government maintained the former Conservative government's ban on puberty blockers. In her report, Cass said that so-called social transition, where a children adopts the identity of the opposite sex, is not a neutral act and has psychological consequences. In fact, it's the first step towards medical intervention. What Gavin Newsom has done is actively prevented schools from informing parents that their children have been put on a medical pathway. This is an outrageous attack on both the rights of the children and the parents. Children have a right to go through puberty. No adult should be able to block their puberty. And parents have a right to know if their children thinks that they are the opposite sex or were born into the wrong body. We have seen with leaked internal documents from the leading gender medicine group, WPATH, that these medical interventions, namely puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries, are not only irreversible, but result in sterilization and loss of sexual function. Children and adolescents are simply not mature enough to understand the effects of so-called gender-affirming care. They cannot, in other words, give their informed consent. The new law that Gavin Newsom just signed creates the grave risk that activist teachers, students, and outside groups will convince children that they were born into the wrong body and then hide their social transition from parents, which will lead to these harmful medical mistreatments. As such, the law that was passed is the opposite of what both children and their parents need. We need schools to immediately warn parents if their children think they are the opposite sex. After all, this is a diagnosable psychiatric condition known as gender dysphoria. And if your child has a psychiatric disorder, whether it's anxiety, depression, an eating disorder, or gender dysphoria, you as a parent have a right to know. And schools must stop teaching children or allowing other people to teach children this pseudoscientific and dehumanizing ideas that it's possible to be born in the wrong body and that it's possible to change one's sex. It's not. As such, either the legislature, the courts, or a ballot initiative in California is required to nullify this law. Until then, it's important to spread the word to parents that California public schools are fundamentally unsafe for the millions of children who currently attend them.
So Elon Musk abandons California over this law, beautifully broken down by Sheldon Berger there. SpaceX CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk has said that he will relocate the headquarters of both companies from California to Texas in response to a new law forbidding teachers in the Golden State from telling parents if their children identify as transgender. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Safety Act into law on Tuesday, hailed by activists as a safeguard against the forced outing of gay or transgender kids. The law forbids school staff from informing parents if their children identify as gay in the classroom or use names or pronouns that differ from those on their birth certificates. Obviously, critics slam this, but then what they can do after they forbid the outing of their children to their parents, then the school can come in and say, look, this child is not being provided with adequate health care. They need hormone therapy. They need puberty blockers because they identify as something other than their birth. So we can't tell their parents that their kid even identifies as transgender. But now as a school, it's our moral duty to provide them with the health care that a transgender person is entitled to in our leftist socialist paradigm, in our euphoria or utopia of just transgender bliss. And so they're going to actually medicate these children before they're of age for lawful consent for things like even having sex or of age for lawful consent for things like even getting a tattoo. They're going to keep this from the parents and they're going to give them hormones paid for by their parents as tax dollars. And they're going to give them transition surgeries paid for by their parents as parents' tax dollars without informing them, without telling them what they're doing. This is the kidnapping of children on a massive scale being tested in one of the world's largest economies, the state of California, and one of the most powerful states of our union in the state of California. This is the testing ground for all of the leftist ideals, all of the globalist ideals that they want to propagate, that they want to ripple throughout the fabric of our entire republic. They want your children sterilized. And keep in mind, folks, that the leftists who claim to be the advocates for these minorities, the leftists who claim that they love transgender children so much, that they advocate and fight for their rights, that they legislate for their rights, that they have their backs, you realize that the leftist solution, the leftist final solution to the transgender question is forced sterilization, massive sterilization. As soon as any child begins to exhibit any of the symptoms of gender dysphoria, sterilization is the solution. So you're telling me that somehow the Democrats, the leftists, have brainwashed the entire population to believing they advocate for transgender people when their solution is mass sterilization. I mean, this is the type of gaslighting akin to Joe Biden coming out and speaking to the NAACP after the assassination attempt and saying that George Floyd is still the ultimate victim in all this. That's basically what he said in so many words, that Donald Trump isn't the victim of an assassination attempt, but George Floyd's unjust death is reason not to vote for Donald Trump. It's still about George Floyd, George Floyd, here in clip 5.
Now, Just because we must lower the temperature in our politics and relate to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth. Who you are, what you've done, what you'll do, that's fair game. As Harry Truman said, I've never deliberately given anyone hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell.
And nuke the building.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, here's the truth about why Donald Trump's presidency was hell for black America. He tried to repeal Obamacare to kick millions, I mean millions of black Americans off their health insurance. He had a $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the super wealthy, the biggest corporations, and exploded the federal debt larger than any one president has in one term. He left no room for us to do what we should be doing. Invest in things that
angry doesn't make
lives,
you smarter, Biden.
Like child care,
angry doesn't make you come
so
off smarter,
more,
Joe.
That grow the economy and help people. His mismanagement of the pandemic was especially devastating to black communities. Oh, I know, because in other countries, other communities of color. That economic crisis drove up black unemployment, decimated small black businesses, and you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man? Well, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Well, there's Joe Biden speaking to the NAACP. And unbelievable, and he's talking about how Donald Trump wanted to repeal Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that thousands upon thousands of page tome that no one even read and they knew they would read after it was enacted. Let me ask you one simple question as Americans. I don't care if you're white, black, gay, straight, Muslim, Christian, whatever. Just anyone listening. The audacity to listen to InfoWars, despite all of it, the attacks against it, the unwarranted criticisms of it. Let me ask you this. Which one among you pays less for health care now than you paid in the year 2020? Which one of you did not see your insurance premiums go up by at least 10% year over year over the course of the last 10 years? Which one of you doesn't have medical debt? I mean, I have a young daughter. She just turned a year old in May. We're still paying off the hospital bills from her birth. We just recently paid off the hospital bills for my first daughter's birth. She was born 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. She was in the NICU for several weeks. And our insurance premiums, even though InfoWars covers some of them, we still pay hundreds of dollars a month. When I was a small business owner, it was like $1,200 a month or something. I was paying just for health insurance, not to mention the out-of-pocket max, which we hit every single year, seemingly. Just thousands upon thousands of dollars over that, plus all of the copay. Healthcare is not more affordable. The Affordable Care Act is just that, an act. The Affordable Care scam. It's a lie. And every time the Democrats come up and say things are going to be cheaper, they always get more expensive. Every time the government comes up and says they're not going to raise taxes on the middle class people have to pay more and more in income tax. And I am sick and tired of 1 out of every 4 minutes that I work, 1 out of every 4 hours that I work, 1 out of every 4 days of my life go straight to the federal government so they can give $63 billion to Nazis on Hitler's birthday like they did this year on April 20th. And you can justify war after war. Oh, Putin's a bad guy, so we're going to make you fund the Nazis. Oh, the Israelis allowed it to happen, so we're going to give aid to the Palestinians. Or, oh, the Palestinians are terrorists, so we're going to give aid to Israelis. And we did both, funding both sides of the conflict. Oh, Taiwan needs more and more of our military because China might invade them. While Nancy Pelosi invests in NVIDIA stock and it skyrockets, they know that Taiwan is not getting invaded anytime soon. They would not be buying stock in NVIDIA. Why are we sending troops over there? Why are we sending millions upon millions, if not billions upon billions of dollars to Taiwanese defenses if we know that they're not going to get invaded by China? If we know that Nancy Pelosi and others are investing in NVIDIA stock? I mean, it is such a ratchet. Just scam our federal government. And you want to give money to that senile cuck up there who abused his daughter in the shower and covered for Hunter Biden's crimes while he was the vice president and pocketed 10% of the kickback and funded $23.7 billion to Metabiota while they were hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell and his son was personally invested, all while sharing a bank account with him? To hell with Joe Biden. To hell with these people who tried to assassinate our president. I am not voting for you. I am not supporting you. And anybody's got a problem with it can go straight to hell, folks. Stay tuned for Owen Schroyer on the other side.
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.